ജയ വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്വര ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തവേദാന ഗോസ്വാമി ഹരശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി ജയം നിതില്യ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്വര ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി അനന്തകുടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് രാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീഹരദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്കി നയംസഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദിഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപ ഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ടഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനയ്ക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗോവോ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗോഡീസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗോഡീസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗോഡീസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗോഡീസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡീസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരംഗ ഓൾ ഗോഡീസ് ടു ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ് നമോ ഷുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതിദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനഹം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാദ് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവ സാഗരേ മനോരഥിയേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം ഭവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോ സവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യത് പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖ ശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യതോന്മയോദിതനദസ്ചാർത്തേഷവിന്യസ്വരാണ് വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിംബാംബരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്യദേത്രകൃതി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമഃ യം ബ്രഹ്മചന്ദം അനുവേദമവേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരവേഗം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിഥിദീർഷദാം തമോന്തം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുദ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണിക്കൊണിതാദൃതാനനെന്തോഹോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭണാം മുരാരയം മധുരീണ കണികാഭി കാഭി കാഭി നമോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതീ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവി ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീ ചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാനവേ നമ
പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദരീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം പൂജയൻ വേണും ശമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യവരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂടം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയ വേഗിനി ജൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവദ്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ നമോസ്തു തേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഫുല്ലാരവിന്ദായ തമത്ര നേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയപ്രദീപാം പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ ത്വത്രവേത്രൈകമാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതനുഹേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം കേവലീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാജയദ്രതജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനി കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാവികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോത്തീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണമതി കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥ സംബോധനാഭൂതിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനശൽപദൈരഹരഹപ്പെരീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരതപങ്കജക്കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയദേവീം യൽക്കവാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാവരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുവസ്ത്വന്വന്തിരിവേസ്തവൈർവേദൈർസാംഗപദൈർക്രമൗപനിഷദൈർഗായന്തിയം ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതതദ്ഗതേനമനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തമവിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. The fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is beginning, and the beginning of this canto is this amazing story of Priyavrata. Sridharacharya Swamiji says there, Athada Panchamaskandam Vyakhyaneka Visheshavan Priyavrata Anvayo Yatra Saprapancha Prapanchyate. He says that this fifth canto or Panchamaskandam, when that begins, it begins with this Priyavrata's lineage, Priyavrata's dynasty. As we saw before, that Swayambhu Manu had five children, which from Shataruba Devi, which was Priyavrata and Uttanapada, and Akuti, Devahuti and Prasuti. Out of that, Maitreya Maharshi spoke to Vidura about the lineage of Uttanapada, but Priyavrata's was left out. Now Vidura had naturally wanted to understand what happened to Priyavrata, why he was not mentioned at all, why did he start with Uttanapada's story. So here, 26 chapters in this fifth canto, in there what is discussed is Sthanam. Sthanam. Sthanam means, if you remember in the second canto, it mentions, Atra Sargo Visargascha Sthanam Poshanam Udaya. Sthanam means that Sthanam is a pastime of Krishna whereby all this creation is spoken. All different worlds, different islands, different varshas they are called, and how they are maintained, how they are maintained. What was the purpose of this creation, how it was created, and the different levels of creation, and how it is being maintained, all that is discussed in this fifth canto. Shadvimhati adhinadhyayai panchame sthanam ihyade loga dhibadi maryada palanakhyam anekatha. Maryada palanam, it's called. Maryada palanam means maintaining that, this creation. Pratiti varidho loge maryada trivida madha punashchayegika shasteshu maryada bahudha madha. Sri Rajaraja Swami says there that maryada palanam, or maintaining that state, is one, how it is done in this earthly planet, and how it is done in the higher planets, and how it is done in the lower planets. In all the three planetary systems, it is done in three different ways. So, because this maryada, or how do they call it, maryada means more or less like the way it is maintained by Krishna. How to maintain dharmam in each of these planetary systems. In these three planetary systems, this dharmam is maintained in three different ways. Bhuvi dvibhaji maryado palande rajabhi prathak bhumir ubari devade tadascha atho asuradhibi. In this earthly planet, different dvibs and varshams, what we will see coming later on, that kings rule these planets. Here, the kings are ruling there. Higher planets, the demigods are ruling there, and lower planets, demons are ruling there. So there is a difference there itself. Here we have a system of rule by the kings. Higher planet systems are ruled by the demigods. Lower planet systems are ruled by the demons. And all the three systems are different. Tatra adhyayastu vimshatyam priyavrata pirasare bhumi dvibadi maryadam palida iti varnyade. So, first thing is going to talk about that the maryada, or the maintenance of dharmam in this world, how Priyavrata maintained that. In the first 20 chapters or so, it is going to be spoken. Trivi suryadipur jodi chakradishwari kirtyade adaladishu daityade palanam cha tataparam. Then, among the stars and the other planets there, higher planets, the sun planet and the moon planet, they have a responsibility to maintain that dharmam there, in the higher planets. And demons, adalam, sudalam, adalam, taladalam, rasadalam, padalam, the lower planetary systems, their daityas are performing the maryada there, or maintaining the dharmam there. This is all being spoken in the next many chapters after that. Tatra tu pranamo adhyayam jnanino rajya nirubhruti punascha jnanam ishtedi priyavrata kathalbhuda. In this, the first chapter is spoken about Priyavrata. And Priyavrata was a jnani. He was a jnani. Jnanino rajya nirubhruti. Through jnanam he realized the truth. Punascha jnanam ishtedi. Again he got established in the jnanam. For some time he was in that state, then he came down due to prarabdham. This whole Priyavrata story is to tell us how prarabdham, once it captures somebody, nobody can escape from that, including Priyavrata. So he also had to come here and go through what prarabdham dictated. Accordingly, he had to live here, and afterwards he goes back again and goes back to his spiritual life again. So it is an interesting story for most of the people because of this. How prarabdham pulls one into sometimes difficult situations, what happened to Priyavrata. In spite of the fact that Priyavrata tried to stop it as best as he could, but didn't happen. Priyavrata was pulled back to this world again. He wanted to give up everything, goes to Himalayas and followed Narada Maharshi and wanted to follow his path, his way of life, and go away from this world. He had no interest here. Priyavrata had no interest in this world. But prarabdham pulled him back from Himalayas, back to this world, and he had to come back, get married, not once, twice, and then continue with that for some time, then finally gave up everything and went back to Himalayas again.
So that amazing story of Priyavrata is spoken in this first chapter. Shri Rajavacha Priyavrato Bhagavata Alparamakatham Muni Griho Aramalayan Mulam Karma Bandhavara Bhavam Nanunam Mukta Sanganam Tadrishanam Vijarashava Griheshu Abhinivesh Oyam Bumsam Bhavidumarhadi Maharam Khilu Viprarshe Uttama Shogabadayo Chaya Narvala Chittanam Nakudumbe Saspruhamadi Samshayo Yam Mahan Brahma Gara Gara Sudadishu Sakta Sayal Siddhirabol Krishne Chamadira Chuda Shri Shugavacham Bada Muktam Bhagavata Uttama Shogase Srimad Charanaravinda Magarandra Samaveshita Chedaso Bhagavata Paramahamsa Deita Katham Kijidantara Yuhalam Swam Shivadamam Badavinda Prayena Hinundi Yarhi Vavaharajan Sarajavutra Priyavrata Paramabhagavato Naradasya Charanovasevaya Anjasa Vagata Paramartha Sadattu Brahma Sakrena Dikshishyamano Mavanidala Paribalanayam Nada Pravara Gunaganegana Enaigandava Egandava Janadaya Sopitroba Mandrido Bhagavati Vasudeva Eva Vivathana Samadhi Yogena Samaveshita Sakalakara Kriyakalabu Naivabhyananda Dyadibi Tatpada Tadaprada Pratyam Nadavyam Tadathikarnam Alpmona Alpmanon Yasmanasadori Parabhava Nikshamanaham Adaha Bhagavana Adiva Medasa Gunavisargasa Paribrahmana Anudhyanam Vyavasita Sakala Jagada Vipraayam Malpayoni Ahira Nigama Nijagana Pariveshtita Subhavana Devadada Subhavana Davadadaram Satatra Satra Gaganadalam Udupadiri Vimana Vilivir Anupadam Amaravari Amaravari Vrdhai Rabibujyamana Padivadijavarudasham Siddhaganda Sardhya Sindhagandharva Sadhyam Charanamaniganai Rubayiyamano Gandhamadana Droni Abhava Abha Avabhasayan Ubasasarpaham Tatra Havayanam Devarshirham Sayanina Bidaram Bhagavandam Hiranyagarbhamu Valabhayan Ulupalavamanam Sahasayota Yarhanena Sahabitra Pidabutra Abhyama Mahidanjali Dabraste Upadaste Bhagavan Abhibharata Tadupanidarhanam Sukta Vagena Dhidara Mujidakuna Ganavada Arasuvakunavada Arasujayam Priyavadadi Purushastvam Sadeha Savalogam Idiho Vaja Shri Bhagavan Vajam Nibodada Devamrutam Bravemi Vasu Idam Devamarhasya Prameyam Vayam Bhavaste Tadamesha Maharshir Vahama Sarve Vishaya Sedishtam Nagasya Gaschit Tapasa Vidyava Na Yoga Viryana Manishayava Na Yuvartha Dharmai Paradaswatova Kridam Mihandam Tanibrad Vibuyal Bhavaya Nashaya Chakarmakartam Shogaya Mohaya Sadabhayaya Sukhaya Dukhaya Jadeha Yogam Avyakta Dishtam Janadangadatte Yadvajidandhyam Gunakarmadam Abhi Sudursare Valsavayam Suyojidam Sarve Vahamo Belimishwaraya Prodam Asivad Dvipade Chadushpadam Ishabhi Srishtam Avirundha Henga Dukham Sukham Vagunakarma Sangal Astayata Tadyadayuntanada Chakshutmadandam Ivaniyamanam Mukto Abhidavad Bhruvayar Sudeham Aryattham Ashtan Abhimana Shunyam Yathane Bodham Pratiyadanidra Kim Tonya Dehaya Gunanavante Bhayam Brahmatasya Vanesho Visya Jadasamase Sahashal Savatnam Jitendriya Satmaradeer Bhutasya Grihashrama Kim Nagarotya Vadyam Sahashal Savatnam Jigishamano Griheshu Narvishyade Dabhuvam Atya Vidurgashadam Urjidharin Shinishu Gamam Vijare Dubaschil Tvam Tvam Janangri Tobjana Bhangri Saroja Goshadurga Shadu Narjidashal Sabatna Bhunksheha Bhogan Purushadi Dishtan Vimukta Sangha Prakritim Bhajaswa Shri Shugavacham Iti Samabhihido Mahabhagavado Bhagavada Sri Bhuvana Guru Anushasanam Alpano Lakudaya Vanashiro Dharo Bhadamidi Sabhumanam Vaham Bhagavan Abhimanyuna Yathavad Upakalpitavachati Priyavratayado Ravishumam Abhisamikshamanoyo Atma Samavasthanam Avang Manasam Kshayam Avyadakratam Pravartayannagamal Manu Vivarena Ivam Pratisandhita Manoradam Surarshivaranumadena Alpajamakhiram Dharamanala Sridikuptayam Astapya Swayamadi Visham Vishajalashayashayam Upararamam Idihavasa Jagadi Parish Ishwarechaya Adhinivesha Karmadi Varogila Jagad Bandhvad Jagat Bhantvam Sanaparanubhavasya Bhagavadamadhi Purushasyam Rivulan Ar Anavaradadhyananubhavena Parirandita Kashayashayo Avadadopamanamardhano Mahadamahitalamanishashasam Atajaduhidaram Atajaduhidaram Bajabadir Vishwakarmanamubayemi Barhishmadim Nama Tasya Muhavava Atmajayanma Samana Shilakanak Gunakarmarubavi Yodha
വീര്യോദാരന്ത ശുഭാവയം ബഭൂവ കന്യാം ജയവീയസീം ഊർജസ്വതീം നാമ ീതിഹോത്രം കദ്വയമിതിമേവാഗ്നിനാമാനം കർമ്മ മഹാവീരസവനം ഇതിത്രയ ആസന് ഊർധ്വരേതസസ്തു ആത്മവിദ്യയാർഭവാദാരഭ്യകൃതപരിചയ പാരമഹംസമേവ ആശ്രമഭജൻ തസ്മിന്നുഹവാ ഉപശമശീലാം പരമർഷയ സകല ജീവനികായാമാസസ്യ ഭഗവതോ വാസുദേവസ്യ ഭീതാനാം ശരണഭൂതസ്യ ശ്രീമച്ചരണാരവിന്ദാവിരതസ്മരണാവഗളിതം പരമഭക്തിയോഗാനുഭാവേന പരിഭാവിതാന്തർഹൃദയാധിഗതേ ഭഗവതി സർവേഷാം ഭൂതാനാമാൽഭൂമഭൂതേ പ്രത്യഗാത്മന്യവാൽമാനസ്ഥതാത്മ്യവിശേഷേണ സമീയൂ അന്യസ്യാമൈജായം ത്രയപുത്രാമാസന്നുത്തമസ്താമസോരൈവത ഇതി മന്വന്തരാധിപതയാ ഏവമുപശയമാശേഉപശമായനേഷു സുതനയേഷു ജഗദീപതിർജഗതിമർബുദാന്യേകാദശം പരിവത്സരാണാമവ്യാഹതാകുലപുരുഷകാരസാരസമ്പ്രദദോർദ്ദണ്ഡയുഗളാപീഡിതം ഔർവീഗുണസ്ഥനിതവിരമിതധർമ്മപ്രതിപക്ഷോപർഹിഷ്മത്യശ്ചാനുദീനമേധമാനം പ്രമോദ പ്രസരണയൗഷിണ്യവ്രീഡാപരംക്ഷിതഹാസാവലോകരുചക്ഷുവെള്ളിയാദിവി പരാഭൂയമാന വിവേകമിവാന ബുദ്ധ്യമാനയോ മഹാമനാഭുജയും യാവദവഭാസേതി സുരഗിരിം അനുപരിക്രാമൻ ഭഗവാൻ നിത്യോ വസുധാതലമധ്യേനൈവ പ്രതിപത്യേർദ്ധേനാവച്ഛാദയതി തദാ ഹി ഭഗവദുപാസനോപചിതാദി പുരുഷ പ്രഭാവസ്ഥനഭിനന്ദൻ സമജവേന രഥേന ജ്യോതിർമയേന രജനീമപി ദിനം കരിഷ്യാമിതി സപ്തകൃതസ്വർണിമനുപരിക്രമ്യ പര്യക്രാമദ്വിതീയമിവ പതംഗ യേ ഉഹാ തദ്രതചരണനേന മികത പരിഘാതാസ്തേ സപ്തസിന്ധവമാസന് യദ ഏവഗത സപ്തഭൂദീപാഹ ജംബൂപ്ലഷ്മ ശാൽമലീകുശക്രൌഞ്ച ശാഖ പുഷ്കരസം ഞാം സ്തേഷാം പരിമാണം പൂർവസ്മാൽ പൂർവം സ്മാൽ ഉത്തര ഉത്തരോ യഥാ സംഖ്യാം ദ്വിഗുണമാനേന ബഹി സമന്തത ഉപക്ലുപ്താരോധീരോധനിമണ്ഡോദ്ധോദ്വീകരിഘാഭ്യന്തരദ്വീപസമാനേകൈകശേന യഥാന പൂർവം സപ്തസ്വദ്വീപേഷു പൃഥക് പരിതവകൽപിതാസ്തേഷു ജംബ്വാദിഷു ബർഹിഷ്മദീപതിരനുവ്രതാനാൽ അജാന അഗ്നിദ്രേഹം ആഗ്നേദ്രൻ ഇദ്മജിഹ്വയജ്ഞവാഹുരണ്യരേതോ കൃതപ്രേഷ്ടം ഏതാദിതിവീതിഹോത്ര സംജ്ഞാൻ യഥാ സാംഖ്യ സംഖ്യേനേകകസ്മിന്നേകമേവാധിപതിം വിധതെ ദുഹിതരം ഊർജസ്വതി നാമാന ശസന അശനസേ പ്രായച്ഛദ്യാസീസ്വാസി ദേവയാനി നാമകാവ്യസദാ നൈവം വിധ പുരുഷകാരമുരുക്രമസ്യ പുംസാം തദംഗ്രിരജസാജഷൽഗുണാനം ചിത്രം വിദൂര വികിതാ സകൃതാദീത യന്നാമധേയമധുനാ സജഹാദിബന്ധം സ ഏവരിമിതമരുബലപരാക്രമമേകദാ ദേവശരണാനുശയനാനുപതിത ഗുണവിസർഗ സംസർഗേണാ നിർവതമിവാത്മാനം മന്യമാനം ആത്മനിർവേദമിതമാഹ അഹോ അസാധ്വനിഷ്ഠിതം യാ അഭിനിവേശിതോഹം ഇന്ദ്രിയൈ അവിദ്യാരിത വിഷമാവിഷയാന്തകൂപൈ തദലമലമമുഷ്യാം വനിതായാം വിനോദമൃഗം മാം ദിഗ്ധീതി ഗർഹരാഞ്ചകാര പരദേവതാ പ്രസാദാദികതാത്മ പ്രത്യവർഷണേ അനുപ്രവൃത്തേഭ്യ പുത്രേഭ്യമാം യഥാധായം വിഭജ്യ മുക്തഭോഗാം ച മഹിഷീം മൃതകമിവ സമഹാവിഭൂതിം വഹായ സ്വയം വിഹിത നിർവേദോ ഹൃതി ഗൃഹീത ഹരിവിഹാരാനുഭവോ ഭഗവതോ നാരദസ്യ പദവീം പുനരേവാന് സസസാരാതസ്യ ഹവാ ഏതേ ശ്ലോകാഃ പ്രിയവ്രതകൃതം കർമ്മ കോനുകുര്യാദ്വിനീശ്വരം ഏനേ മിനിഗ്നൈരഗോഛായം സപ്തവാരിദീൻ ഛായാംഗൻ സപ്തവാരീൻ ഭൂസംസ്ഥാനം കൃതം യേന സരിദ്ഗിരിവനാധിപി സീമാജഭൂത നിർവൃത്തേ ദ്വീപേ ദ്വീപേ വിഭാഗശ ഭൗമം ദിവ്യം മാനുഷം ചമഹിത്വം കർമ്മയോഗതം യശ്ചക്രേ നരയോപമ്യം പുരുഷാനുജനപ്രിയ ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംവിധായം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ പ്രിയപ്രതവിജയേ പ്രഥമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ദെൻ ഇൻ ദി നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ that another personality, the son of Priyavrata, but of a different nature altogether than the father, Agnetra. So it is his story, what is spoken in the second chapter. Those who want to enjoy life in this world, they are attracted by this Agnetra. Different personalities in the Bhagavatam. That one side Priyavrata, who wants to give up everything and go away from here. Another side Agnetra, who wants to enjoy life here. It is a different nature altogether. So, this Agnetra story Sri Rajani Swami says there, because of his attachment to sense enjoyment, particularly with women, he had a special attraction for them. Therefore, he got attracted to one apsaras woman called Purvachiti. And in that Purvachiti, he had sons were born, 9 sons were born from that, and that story is spoken in the second chapter. We'll come to that little later.
Diriyogottamagnidhra charitram straina sammadam patnyam hi purvajityam yo nabhimukhya naji janal.
That is Sridhara Swami's introduction to that.
Shri Shugavacha evam vidanisam pravarte tadanushasane vartamanam agnidro jambuddhi vauga sapraja aurasavad dharma vekshamanam paryagopayal sajakkadajal pidaloga kama suravaravaniya krida chaladronyam bhagavandam vishwasrajam ഉപകോചിതാം അമലജലാശയം കമലാകരം ഉപഭ്രാമ തസ്യാസുലളിതഗമന പദവിന്യാസഗതി വിലാസയാശ്ചാനുപദം ഖണഗണായമാന അനരുചിരേ രുചിര ചരണാഭരണസ്വനുപാകർണ്യ നരദേവകുമാരഃ സമാധിയോഗേനാമീലിതേന നളിനമുകുളയുഗളമീഷഗദ്വിജയ്യവ്യജഷ്ട ത്വാമേവാ വിദൂരീ മധുകരീമോ സുമനസ ഉപജിഗ്രന്ഥിം ദിവിജമനിജമനോ നയനാഹ്ലാദ ദുഃഖേർ ഗതിവിഹാര വ്രീഡാവിനയാവലോകന സുസ്വരാക്ഷരവൈ സുസ്വരാക്ഷരാവയർ മനസി നൃണാം കുസുമായുധസവിതതീം വിവരം നിജമുഖ വികളിത അമൃതസവ സഹാസ ഭാഷണാമോദമധാന്ത മധുകര നികരോപരോധേന ദ്രുതപദ വിന്യാസേന വൽഗുസ്പന്ദന സ്തന കലശകരഭാരിടശനാം ദേവീം തദവലോകനേന വിവൃതാവസരസ്യ ഭഗവതോ മകരധ്വജസ്യ വശമുപനീതോ ജടവദിതി ഹോവാച കാത്വം ജഗേഷസി ജഗിം മുനിവൈദ്യശൈലേ മായാസികാഭി ഭഗവൽ ഭഗൽപരദേവതായ വിജ്യേ ബിഭർഷിതനുഷി സുഹൃദാത്മനോർത്ഥേ കിം മാ മൃഗാൻ മൃഗയസേ വിപിനേ പ്രമത്താൻ ബാണാവിമോ ഭഗവതശാവത്രപത്ര ശാന്താവഭംഗരു രുചിരാവതി ദിഗ്മദന്തോ കസ്മൈ കുസ്മയ്യോ ക്ഷസിവനി വിചരന്ന വിദ്മ ക്ഷേമായ നോ ജടതിയാം തവ വിക്രമോസ്തു ശിഷ്യായിനീ ഭഗവത പരിത പഠന്തി ഗായന്തി സാമ സരഹസ്യമജസ്രമീശം യുഷ്മച്ഛിവാഖിലളിത സുമനോഭിവൃഷ്ടി സർവേ ഭജന്തൃഷികണാം ഇവ വേദശാഖ വാചം പരം ചരണപഞ്ചരതിരീണാം ബ്രഹ്മന്നരൂപമുഖരാം ശൃണവാമതുഭ്യം ലബ്ധാ കദംബ രുചിരംഗ വിടംഗബിംബേ യസ്യാമലാഥ പരിധി ക്വച വൽക്കലം തേ കിം സംതൃതം രുചിരയോർദ്വേ ശൃംഗയോസ്തേ മധ്യേ കൃശോ വഹസി യത്ര ദൃശിശ്രിതാമേ പങ്കോരുണോ സുരഭിരാത്മവിഷാണമീദ്രജ്ഞനാശ്രമം സുഭഗമേ സുരഭി കരോഷി ലോകം പ്രദർശയ സുഹൃത്തമതാവഗം മേ യത്രത്യമിത്ഥമുരസാവയവാവപൂർവ അസ്മദ്യതസ്യ മന ഉന്നയനോഭിഭർത്തി ബഹുവത്ഭുതം സരസരാസ സരസരാസുസുധാഭിവക്ത്രേ കാവാത്മവൃത്തി അദനാർദ്ധവിരംഗവാദി വിഷ്ണോ കുലാസ്യ നിമിഷോന്മകരോ ച കർണൗ ഉദ്ദിഗ്നമീനയുഗളം ദ്വിജപംക്തിശോചിര ദ്വിജപംക്തിശോചിർ ആസന്ന ഭൃംഗനഗരം സർ ഉന്മുഖം ദേ യോ സൗ ത്വയാ കരസരോജഹതപതംഗോ ദിക്ഷുഭ്രമൻ ഭ്രമദം യജയദേക്ഷിണീ മേ മുക്തം നദേ സ്മരസി വക്രജടാവരൂഢം രോധം കഷ്ടോ നിലോഹരതി ലംബടമേഷ നീവിം രൂപം തമോധന തമശ്ചരതാം തമോഗ്നം ഏതത്തു കേന തമസാ ഭവതോപലബ്ധം ചർത്തം തമോർഹസി മയാ സഹ മിത്രമഹ്യം കിം വാ പ്രസീദതി സവൈ ഭവഭാവനോമി തം ത്വാം തജാമി ദൈതം ദ്വിജദേവദത്തം യസ്മിൻ മനോ മൃഗമേ ദൃഗവിനോന വിയാദി ലഗ്നം മാം ചാരുശങ്കർഹസി സേതുമനുവ്രതം ദേ ചിത്തം യദ പ്രതിസരം ദശിവ സചിവ്യ ശ്രീശുകവാച ഇതി ലലനാനുനയാദി വിശാരദോ ഗ്രാമവൈദഗ്ധ്യാ പരിഭാഷയാ താം വിപുതവഷ്ടം വിവിധമതിരതി സഭാ ജയാമാസ സാ ജതതസ്തസ്യ വീരയുധവദേ ബുദ്ധിശീലരൂപവയം ശ്രീ ഔദാര്യേണ പരാക്ഷിപ്തമനാസേന സഹായികായുധം പരിവത്സരോപലക്ഷണം കാലം ജംബുദ്ധീപവദിനാം ഭൗമസർഗഭോഗാൻ ബുഭുജേ തസ്യാമുഹവാം ആത്മജാൻ സരാജവരമാഗ്നിധ്രോനാഭി കിം പുരുഷ ഹരിവർഷ ഹരിവർഷ ഇളാവൃത രമ്യക ഹിരൺമയ കുരു ഭദ്ര അശ്വേത അശ്വ ഭദ്രാശ്വം കേതുമാല സംജ്ഞ നവപുത്ര അജനയൽ
సాసూత్వాద సుదానవాని వత్సరం గృహమేవాపహాయ పూర్వచిత్తిర్భూయమేవాచ దేవోపదస్తే ఆగ్నేంద్ర సుదాస్తే మాధు అనుగ్రహో అల్పతిగేన ఇవ సంహనన బలో భేద పిత్రావిభక్త ఆత్మతుల్యానామాని యథాభాగం జంతు జంబుద్దీపవర్షాణి బుభుజో ఆగ్నిత్రో రాజా తృప్తకామాన్ అప్సరస ఏవాని దినమధిమన్యమానం తస్యాసలోకదాంశుద్విరవారుందయత్ర పితరో మాదయందే సంబరేదే పితరి నవభ్రాతరో మేరుదుహితుర్మేరుదేవీం ప్రతిరూపాముగ్రదం శ్రీం లతాం రమ్యాం శ్యామాం నారీం భద్రాం దేవవీతిమిది సంజ్ఞానవోదవహన్. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పరమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం పంచమస్కందే అగ్నిధ్రవర్ణనం నామ ద్వితీయోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. సో ద ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో బిగిన్స్ విత్ ది స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ప్రియవ్రత. ఎ వెరీ అమేజింగ్ స్టోరీ దిస్ ప్రియవ్రతాస్. అండ్ ఎర్లియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ that Uttanabada got married and he started his administration, isn't it? Uttanabada from continued, but Priyavrata managed to escape from this. Priya didn't want to get involved here. He wanted to escape from there. By nature, he is very detached from the world, very detached from the world. So he met Narada Maharshi. And from Narada Maharshi took spiritual upadesham or instruction from him and became his disciple and went to Himalayas straight away. And he performed his austerities and penances in the Himalayas. So he, for him, Narada Maharshi was his ideal person. He found everything attractive in Narada Maharshi. You can say more like a spiritual master has accepted him. And he thought that Narada Maharshi's lifestyle, he appreciated very much. Always singing the glories of Krishna and traveling around all over the creation with his tumbiru in the hand. So, he also managed to get one tumbiru like Sri Narada Maharshi. And chanting the holy names of Krishna, he was traveling. And it is quite usual that some people like to become like somebody else, isn't it? That nature in human nature, it is there. Somebody get attracted by someone and they want to follow them every possible way. So, and that is normal in this world. You can see, Priyavrata wanted to be like Narada Maharshi. That was what happened to Priyavrata. So, well, like he was living like this in Himalayas after receiving instruction from Sri Narada Maharshi and wanted to perform penances there, wanted to sing the glories of Krishna and travel around all over the world, all over the creation. So, at this time, here in the earthly planet, Uttanabada's time was over and there was nobody there to take charge of the planet, and the whole Uttanabada's dynasty is finished and there was nobody there. So, they all lived a very, very long time. So, therefore, at that point, Swayambhumanu, who is in charge of this planet, Swayambhumanu thought that what he should do, he found out, wanted to find out where this Priyavrata has gone. So he wanted to get Priyavrata back here. So he went and approached Priyavrata. He found out, with great difficulty, he found out that Priyavrata was living in Himalayas. So he goes and sees him there. Then he tells Priyavrata, this is no good. You have to continue with our family traditions. You are supposed to rule the planet. You are coming and sitting here in Himalayas without taking any responsibility. And then you should get married and manage the administration of this planet. As soon as Swayambhumanu said that, immediate reply from Priyavrata was, my dear father, I didn't want this prarabdham of marriage, nor this ruling the planet. Neither of them. I don't want either of them. And I'm living here without all that headache. Why do you want to drag me into this? This was straight reply from Priyavrata to Swayambhumanu. And I do not want either the administration responsibility or ruling the planet or this responsibility of running family life. Neither of them I'm looking forward to. Priyavrata says this to Swayambhu Manu. Father has come and told this, and he said to the father like this. Swayambhu Manu went back. Swayambhu Manu understood that it was no point in talking to him. Priyavrata is not going to listen. He goes to his father, Swayambhu Manu, Brahma, and says to Brahma that Priyavrata is not willing to get married. He says to Brahma, Priyavrata is not willing to get married. I don't know what to do, and there's nobody to rule the planet, he said. So Brahma thought, grandfather, isn't it? Maybe if I go and speak to him, maybe he may listen. Priyavrata may listen. So Brahma started from Brahmalokam to come and see Priyavrata with Swayambhu Manu. And he called Narada also with him. It is Guru, isn't it? So get him also on the circuit. So Narada Maharshi, Brahma, Swayambhu Manu, and then all the personified Vedas, they were also asked to come. All the Prajapatis, to admit it's a huge group of people, they all together come to see Priyavrata. And when they came, Gandhamathanam Parvatam, and that is the mountains, the valleys, Priyavrata's ashram was there. They arrived in Priyavrata's ashram. So, grandfather is Brahma. Brahma is the head of the whole team Brahma. So, Brahma is the head of the team, and as soon as they all arrived there, he fell at the, Priyavrata saw them, and being grandfather had come, Priyavrata fell at Lord Brahma's feet and paid his obeisances. So, what you have to remember is, Brahma is a creator. He creates all of us, and he sends us here, with something written on here. Whatever it is, go and enjoy all this, suffer all this and come back. With that notice we come here. So, Priyavrata also knows this. Priyavrata knew the person who has written everything, he has come now. So how to deal with him? So, but when he himself comes, it's a bit difficult. How to speak to him? So, Brahma says to him, Brahma says to him, who told you that if you come and live in the forest, you are going to get liberated? Where did you get this understanding? Brahma says to him, have you read this in any Upanishads, he says. Have you read such a thing in any Upanishads, that if you go and live in the forest, you will get liberated? And that if you stay at home, you won't get liberated, and if you live in the forest, you will get liberated. So, Brahma asked this question, what can you answer to Brahma? After all, Brahma is such a great personality. And can't reply that. So at that time, Priyavrata understood the depth of that question. What he was saying was that problems with our mind, for example, lust, anger, greed, and similarly, kamam, krotham, lobham, delusion or illusion, moham, madam, matsaryam, these are the amalam or the impurities of the heart. A person who has no impurities like that inside, even if you live in the country, city or country, and he manages the administration of the planet, there won't be any problem, Brahma says to him. On the other hand, Brahma says that if you have not won God control over these things in the mind is, if you are not pure inside, and if you got all these impurities of lust, anger, greed and so, all other things, and even if you keep it inside, if you come and live in the forest, it's not going to help very much. Brahma's introduction is like this. Brahma says, so many verses there, you will see. Brahma says, if you have all these things inside, if you go and live in the forest, it's not going to solve the problem. And if you don't have any of these things inside, namely this, kamam, krotham, lobham, moham, madam, atsaryam, lust, anger, greed and so on and so forth. If all these things are not there, even if you are in the country and if you are doing your allocated work, whatever that you do, it's not going to give you any harm, he said. And those who have gone to the forest with all these things inside, they will make the forest as their home, like the country life. And those who are, and these are people who have freed from all impurities, even if they live in the country,
they will make it like a forest. Forest means pure, purity. Country life means rajasam, rajasic nature. So, important thing, Brahma says to him, to Priyapada, that controlling the mind, and control over the mind is more important. There are many stories to express this. Two people decided to leave their village. They took sannyas and left, both of them. Together, they left. They said, we won't come back to the village again. They started traveling, wandering around all over, and went away. Kept on walking. They didn't carry anything with them. Wherever they reached in the evening or during the day somewhere, wherever they could get some food, they'll collect the food, eat it. And very detached to this world, and they just wanted to wander around in this world without going back to their village. And didn't want anything to do with the family and home and other responsibilities at home. After traveling for a long time, months together, they got a little bit tired. One of them was more tired than the other. He said to the other one who had come with him, I can't walk anymore. I'm tired, he said. That for some time I'm going to live in one place. I had enough of this wandering business. By chance it so happened, they arrived at a river bank. So when they saw the nice clean water flowing in the river, he felt very attracted. Why not settle down here? Nice to bathe in the river every day. And nearby forest had plenty of fruits and everything. I could set up a home here. Rather, I may live here, he thought. So he said, I'm living here. You can go if you want, or if you want to stay, you can stay, he said. The other person said, no, I'm not going to stay. I want to go. I don't want to settle down in one place. So, idea is that I could visit many, many places. That is what he had in his mind, going to different places. So he went. And that person left, so they were alone. One went away walking, the other one stayed back in the river bank. So this person, he will bathe in the river every day, who stayed back in the river bank. Then he will perform his meditations, chanting the holy name. Everything very promptly he did. He was very much fixed up in his life there. So it is at that time, that one day so happened that he had his kaupinam, the brahmanas, the underwear, what they had, kaupinam, which is not like the modern clean or anything, but the old style. So he used to wash it, and he used to hang it up. So what used to happen was, there were lots of, in the forest naturally, different animals, and the rats were fond of this cloth. They'll come moving over these ropes, and they'll come and eat this kaupinam, what they had. So he thought that I haven't got much clothes. What I've got here, I'm washed it and hang it up, and that's being eaten. What kind of prarabdham is this? He was thinking like that. So he thought like this, that if there was a cat here, probably this problem can be solved. Because naturally rats won't come if the cats were there. Isn't it? So, at his home in village where he came from, he had many cats at home. Many cats at home. So he came home, walked all the way back home, and his wife was there. He told his wife that I've come back. She said, why did you come back? Why have you come back? He said, you have to do me a favor. He says to her that I need a cat to take with me to the forest. So, that's not a big problem. She said, you can take one. There's many there. He took one cat and came back to the forest again. When he got back to the forest, that in 2 or 3 weeks' time, that cat was feeling very uneasy. Because cat, simply having rats alone is not sufficient in the forest. Cat cannot manage. Cat needs its milk. Cat needs so many other things. Of course it will catch the rat and kill the rat, but it won't eat the rat completely. It will taste it and then leave it. But otherwise it needs its milk and other things. And so therefore the cat became very weak. Cat has lost all its energy, what it had when it lived at home. Cat wants ghee and the milk. It enjoys all that. So he thought what to do now. He went back home again and he told his wife that give me a cow to take it to the forest. I'll keep the cow there because the cow will provide all the milk I need. And saying this, the wife handed over a cow to the husband and took it, and with the cow he came back to the forest. When the cow came, the prarabdha has increased. Earlier he had gone to the forest to save time, left everything and went to the forest to escape from all these things. When the cow has arrived, no time for anything. Meditation, chanting, everything stopped. Why? Because he has to look after the cow. He has to bathe the cow, collect the grass for the cow, and look after the cow all the time. So, and he has to milk the cow. So many things. So it's a full-time, another Goshala-like situation has developed here. So he came back home again. He came home again. And he told his wife. She asked him, what happened now? She said, there's nobody to look after the cow. So everything, I can't do it, he says. I can't do my spiritual activities and also looking after the cow. Whole thing is becoming very difficult. Meditations, chanting the holy name, deity worship, and looking after the cow, and bringing the grass for the cow, altogether I can't manage it, he said. And so she says to him, if it is of any help to you, I'll come with you and do all those things. Very good wife, she agreed to come with him to the forest. The wife has left home and came to the forest with the husband. So after some time, the wife says to him that, I cannot live like this in the forest without a house. Like a sannyasi. I am not a sannyasi, she said. I need a proper house to stay at least. And this rain, the sun, and the all other inconveniences, weather conditions, it doesn't suit me. I'll get sick here. So I don't mind giving you all the service what you need, but at least you should build a house for me to live properly, he says. So our man came back to the village again, managed to get hold of some builders and told them to come to the forest to build his house there for this. So, and he brought all the building materials like the cement, sand and bricks and everything brought to the forest, and in 3-4 months time he built a house in the forest to live there. A very beautiful house. So when the house was completed, both him and his wife started feeling, if we can keep this house a little bit attractive, so decoration started. House decoration. Buying different things, nice pictures to frame. And then they thought we should have a beautiful garden around the house. So these two got that, shifted their household life from the village into the forest. See how prarabdham catches people. Prarabdham won't let you go. If the prarabdham is there to have it, you will have it. No matter where you go. You can go to the Himalayas, you can go to the Rameshwaram. No matter wherever you go, it will come in some form and take control of the situation. So now what has happened is, this person, he doesn't have even time to bathe. What to talk about performing, holy, chanting the holy name or meditation, nothing. Whole time he is busy with the house, housework, house, real householder. So, forget about that. he started thinking, all the time busy with decorating the house, how to make it beautiful, attractive in every way. So, when he continued this, is that he started thinking, I am living in this house. But you remember he has taken sannyasam before. So he was having saffron dhoti and all that. Now these two things didn't match. The saffron dhoti and living in this beautiful house. How will that match? So what he thought was that saffron I won't give up. But I'll buy some Banaras silk and make it saffron. So I will have some impressive clothes as well. Banaras silk, nicely, saffron clothes. Goes very well, isn't it? So he started wearing that like a sannyasi, living in that house. Dress-wise, sannyasi. But action-wise, inside mind, householder. Householder. So it looked very impressive. Nice double dhoti with saffron and a nice veshti on the shoulder, fine kurta, everything. Real sannyasi living there. And he continued that life in the forest. So his other friend who left him long ago, meanwhile he has traveled a lot of places, wandered around, and he was
coming back that way, and he, when he got there, he remembered, oh, my friend, I have left him here. Let me go and see how he is. So he decided to go and see him. He got there. So he was thinking, where will he be performing his austerities here? Because that's what he said, I want to perform austerities and penances. Therefore he found this river and he was thinking all that. So when he was walking, he heard some music coming from the radio or television, something like that. Music coming from the house. So he went there and looking for to find out that. When he looked at the house, it was a very impressive house that he has built. So as soon as he got there, at the gate itself, there was an Alsatian dog started barking at him. So he thought, who must be living here? When he came, he looked into the house, he saw his old friend sitting there, but all dressed up nicely, and in this nice house. So he says to him, so he came out from there when he saw his friend. So the friend, he has forgotten about this friend, never thought he is going to come back. So he started asking him, who are you? I can't remember you, who you are. I've not seen you here before. He was saying like that. So that person said, you don't remember me? We started together with our sannyasam from home. We left together. Then he says, how did this happen that it has ended up like this? He said to him. He said, better not to say anything. You know that cow bean, what I had, that has created all this problem. From there it started, this whole thing, he said. So what has happened now? He has turned the forest into home. Isn't it? He turned the forest into home. So what does it indicate is, if the vasanas inside has not gone, whether you go into forest, inside the cave, or anywhere, it doesn't matter, that vasana will take control of the situation. Vasana will come in the form of prarabdham, and it will run your life. You won't be able to fight against that. That is why Bhagavatam is saying to us, this Priyavrata story is important because of that. Priyavrata had the same problem, that Priyavrata's vasanas were in a different way. Priyavrata's vasanas were spiritually inclined, whereas his son's vasanas were materially inclined. Completely opposite way. So Priyavrata's prarabdham was, even though he went to Himalayas, prarabdham brought him back. Prarabdham was there, that he brought him, pulled him back to come to the world and to live a life of family life here. Agnidra, his son, on the other hand, he went to the forest, wanted to follow his father, but the vasanas didn't allow him to do that. All these interesting things you will see in these chapters, the first and second chapter. So wherever we go, this is Brahma's lecture. Brahma is saying all these things to him. Brahma says to him, even by seeing you, he says to Priyavrata, even if you get married, nothing will happen. You will be alright. Brahma is telling him that. When he said that from Brahma, Priyavrata said, alright, I'll come back and continue the administration. After all, it's a grandfather, isn't it? So, it is according to Brahma's desire that Priyavrata agreed to get married. Not only once, he got married twice. Priyavrata got married twice. And from both these marriages, he had children. And in the first wife, he had seven sons. And in the second marriage, he had three sons and a daughter. The daughter, he married her, Urjaswati, her name. Whom did she marry to? He married her to Shukracharya. And from Urjaswati, Shukracharya got Devayani, that famous daughter who comes and later on quarrels with Sharmishta. And then that story comes later on in the ninth canto. So the three sons, he has installed them as Manvantaradhipati. That means Swayambhu Manu, Raivadam, Chakshusham. Like that, different Manus comes after that. Three of his sons, Priyavrata's sons, became Manus for three Manandarams later. Then another seven of them, he had to break up this Jambudvip and hand over to them for administration. And some or the other, he settled them all, and then he got detached again from this world, and it is his administration in the Bhagavatam, you will see mentioned there, that the
what he's saying, that he made even the night time into daytime. This is special achievement of Priyavrata. Priyavrata had a reason for doing that. His administration is spoken there. For many days there was no night time. What happened was, a mistake happened in Priyavrata's life. One day Priyavrata thought that this whole night time people are sleeping. Why do they sleep like this? Priyavrata is thinking that how nice it would be if I can make it daytime, the whole night time also. He thought about it for a long time and then he went and saw Lord Brahma. He told Lord Brahma, my dear grandfather, he says to him, I got married because you instructed me. I got married. And now you have to do me something, some help. You have to do me a favor, he said. What do you want, grandson? Says Brahma to him. That he asking the grandfather, I need an aeroplane, he said. Just like children ask, isn't it, the father and grandfather, give me a toy, like the train or the car, something like that. Priyavrata goes to his grandfather and asking him, give me an aeroplane, he says. So, so Brahma says to him, what kind of plane do you want? Obviously, Brahma knew there must be several different kinds of planes, isn't it? So he wanted to know the model, the shape and all other kinds of things, the speed, so many things he wanted to know. So Priyavrata was very concerned that this aeroplane must have a very special light in the front, a special lighting system, that it should be as powerful as the sun when it travels in that aeroplane. So if Brahma wants to create something, it's not a big problem, isn't it? He can create aeroplanes better than what Boeing and Airbus can do. Such better planes he can create. So anyway, he created this aeroplane, and if you look at that plane, it will appear as though a whole sun planet is coming towards you. So bright and effulgent it was. So when the sun sets in the western hemisphere, that he will go at the east and Priyavrata will go to the east and give all the light there. So what happened now was that instead of one sun, there were two suns in the planet, and people started finding it very difficult because all time it is only daytime, never any night time. So you can imagine, we sleep whole night and then when we come to hear Srimad Bhagavatam we feel sleepy. There, we'll see where we can get some sleep, some rest, so that we don't fall asleep. That is after sleeping whole night. Now, Priyavrata's time, imagine that, there was no night time, only day time. So imagine how exhausted people could be without sleep, isn't it? So people all complain to Brahma, this is unbearable, we can't live like this without night time. And we cannot sleep at night, and it has become very difficult. So they said to Priyavrata, they told Priyavrata that that Brahma called him and told him that we require night time, otherwise it's very difficult. And because people are working very hard, and after working so long, they need some rest also. And so when Brahma told him that, he threw away that aeroplane, destroyed the whole thing. It is due to this Priyavrata that the seven seas and seven oceans have come into this earthly planet. Wherever Priyavrata has drawn his chariot in course of time throughout this earthly planet, that's how the seven seas and seven oceans, Sapta Dvipa and Sapta Sagaram has come. So Priyavrata's activity one cannot even imagine, because one thing you can see from Priyavrata's story, material happiness and material enjoyment, you can only have it up to a certain limit. You won't have it more than that. After a while, you will get disgusted with that. You will get tired of it. Provided you have a little bit thoughtful nature. If you are a little bit thoughtful person, after a while, you will see, experience this, that this material happiness is not real happiness. This understanding will naturally come to you, that there is no happiness in this way of life. Priyavrata, therefore, what he did was, Priyavrata got disgusted with that. He wanted to go. He had enough.
by now. He had seen this all and he wanted to leave. We won't get disgusted. We will go year after, life after life. Priyavrata handed over all the responsibility to his children and he thought that I have done everything what I have to do. If I could see Sri Narada Maharshi again, that will be a very nice thing to talk to him. By then, when he was thinking like this, Sri Narada Maharshi arrives there on the scene. Then he asked Priyavrata, Priyavrata, shall we start? Shall we go? Can you imagine anybody has this good fortune? Sri Narada Maharshi coming and telling you to come with him. And he says that I have done everything what I have to do and everything is running very well. So he takes up this responsibility, he takes up this instruction from Sri Narada Maharshi and he goes to the forest with Narada Maharshi, serves Krishna there in the forest and he gets liberated from there. And this Priyavrata's son is, so Priyavrata's life finishes there. There are some interesting explanations there in the Bhagavadam. When Brahma instructing Priyavrata, some important instructions, verse from 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, first chapter. He says, 12th verse, we can see, natasya kaschit tapasa vidyayava na yoga viriyena manishayava na yuvartha dharmai paradasvatova kritam vihandam danivaddi bhuyal bhavaya nashaya cha karma kartam shokaya mohaya sadadvayaya sukhaya dukhaya cha deha yogam avyakta dishtam janadangadate yadvabhidandhyam gunakarma dhamabhi sudurksare valsavayam suyojidaha Sarve Vahamo Belim Ishwaraya Prada Nasivadipada Chatushpada. Brahma is saying to Priyavrata that Gunam Karmam, three modes of material nature and our own activities, these two things, Sudustare Valsavayam Suyojidaha, is very difficult to overcome these two things. Three modes of material nature and the reactions of our karma, what we have done. Sarve Vahamo Belim Ishwaraya. Just like the bull, how they put the rope through the nose holes and then it is tied and pulled. Bull is under control then, isn't it? Sarve vahamo belim ishwaraya pratana siva dibade charushpada. That Krishna controls everybody as Sandaryami inside. Like the bull is controlled with two ropes, these unseen ropes of karmam and trigunam, the modes of nature, Krishna controls every living entity, including me, Brahma says. Including me, Brahma says. Not only you all, he says, but including me. Yadva jidandhyam gunakarmadam abhi sudustare valsavayam suyojidaha sarvevahamo belimishwaraya prodana sivadivade chadushpadaham ishabhisrishtam avirundhamenga dukham sukham va gunakarma sangal Asthaya tattadyada yungtanada chakshushmadandam ivaniyamanam bhayam brahmatasya muktovidavad bhubriyal sodeham arabdhamashtan abhimanya shunyaha. That mukti will be given when arabdhamashtan abhimanya shunyaha, when ahangaram goes away from inside. Prarabdham finishes, ahangaram goes away, the body will drop. That's the time when one will so many important instructions there for Priyavrata from Brahma. Brahma is instructing there all spiritual understanding of life. But now what has happened? Priyavrata has gone now. He finished his business here, gone back to Himalayas with Sri Narada Maharshi and performed his penances, engaged in spiritual life and went back to the spiritual world. But this son story is in the next chapter, Agnidra story. That is also a very interesting story like Priyavrata. Because if you hear about this Agnidra story, you will give an impression that he is very attached to women. That's how you will feel when you read that story. That's all you can say about him. Because then you will start thinking, if he was a womanizer, why his story is in the Bhagavadam? That question will come, isn't it? If he was a womanizer,
Why was this story mentioned so much in the Bhagavatam? So it is to indicate to us there is something to learn from Agnidra's life as well, because even Sri Shiva Brahmarshi offered some respect to Agnidra. In spite of the fact that if you read through the history, you will find Agnidra's is not spiritually very impressive. His way of dealing with the world, his attachment to apsaras women and all that, does not indicate that he had a very lot of spiritual interest. But somehow or the other, it appears as though that Agnidra has impressed even Shuka Brahmarshi in certain ways. He thought like this, that Priyavrata wanted to become like Narada Maharshi, Sri Narada Maharshi. But here, Agnidra wants to become like his father, Priyavrata. Priyavrata wanted to become like Narada Maharshi. Renounce everything, goes to Himalayas and engage in spiritual life, no attachment to this world. But Agnidra, on the other hand, he wanted to be like his father. So what did he do? What happened to Priyavrata? Priyavrata performed penances in the forest in Himalayas first, then came home and then got married. And then he carried out the administration, isn't it? So why shouldn't I do the same thing? Thought Agnidra. I want to become like my father. And so he goes to the forest to perform penances there. Oh, Agnidra goes there. And this time he performed penances looking forward to Brahma to bless him, to receive the mercy from Brahma. But what was the goal in Agnidra's penances or austerities? That after, when Brahma appears, he had very clear in his head what he wants to do. Want to get married and live a good life. And that was in his head very clear. You can see Priyavrata went to forest, performed penances, had no interest to get entangled in this world. But Prarabdham brought him back. But when Prarabdham was over, he was released. He went back. Again, he got back to the spiritual world. Agnidra was trying to imitate Priyavrata, but goal was different. Priyavrata's goal was not to get married, not to get entangled, not to get involved in this world, want to go away from this world, get liberated and released from this material existence. Agnidra thought that, I will do like my father, but Agnidra didn't think what Priyavrata's intentions were. Agnidra didn't have that same intention. Agnidra thought, I'll go to the forest, perform penances, and then for Brahma, and Brahma comes, I will ask him that I want to get married and go and control, live my life happily in the kingdom. All these different goals, but activity is the same. So he goes there, continued his spiritual activities or worship of Lord Brahma in the forest, and Brahma was very pleased with him. You know why? If anybody wants to get married in this world, the first person who gets pleased with that is Brahma. This is Brahma's position, is like that. Nobody else. First you should send your invitation to Brahma, because he is the one who will accept your invitation first. Because the reason is that if you just prepare yourself to get married, you don't have to get married, you just get ready yourself to get married. Even at that time, the first person who will bless you is Lord Brahma. Because for him, you are helping him in his work. Is it not? So, creation process. So, Brahma blesses anyone who gets into householder life. So, even though there is enough population, Brahma will still create more and send there. So, you can see this many years ago in some families, there were so many family members were there, you couldn't even count them. The family expands so big. And again, some women will get pregnant there and they'll get more children, and like this, it gets expanded. And never it comes to an end, it expands to such length. So, Priyavrata had a marriage. This Agnidra wanted to have a marriage, and Brahma was very pleased seeing Agnidra's enthusiasm. And so what did he do? Being happy with our Agnidra, there was one girl, a singer, in Brahma's planet, in Brahma's assembly. Her name was Purvachiti, an apsaras woman. He says to her, go and stay as his wife for
for some time. And told her to go and marry Agnidra. Brahma told Purvajiti. Purvajiti had some curse before from some rishi that she will have to live as the wife of a human species, human being for some time. So she thought, after all, Agnidra is a king, is no harm and coming and finishing up that prarabdham from her side. So she decided to come here. She came to the forest and Agnidra was there. And Agnidra was in meditation. He was sitting there in meditation. So when this obsessed woman Purvajiti came there, her anklets and her bangles, everything was making the noise. Hearing all that, our Agnidra woke up from his meditation. When he opened his eyes and looked, he saw her standing there in shyness with head down and looking at Priyavrata. And she was with her toe drawing some pictures on the ground to all to indicate that how she was attracted to him as well. So our Agnidra is a poet. He has a very poetic nature. So you can imagine when a scene like this happens, how Agnidra will react. Agnidra started singing songs straight away. And that song, the Shuga Brahmarshi, an external Brahmachari, is talking about all that in the Bhagavatam. He says, you have to look at this Agnidra's poetic capacity, he said. How in a poetic language he is expressing his love towards our Purvachiti. He says to Purvachiti like this. Some of the things are very interesting there. So, she has come to marry him. He is addressing her, oh great sage. He is addressing her. That, where are you coming from? Have you come here to engage in austerities along with me? Like a rishi. You have come here for that? Is that why you have come to the forest? And his literary capacity is unbelievable. He says here that I can see two bows on you. And these bows, he says there, that it appears very attractive, referring to her bodily features. He's saying to her, then all you can do is that you can't explain everything what is mentioned in the Bhagavatam because it's a bit difficult also to have the same effect to translate it. But anyway, one or two words, what he said was that if you look at that verse in the 16th verse, Natvam tejami daidam dijadeva dattam yasmin mano drgabinoma viyadi lagnam mam charu shangyarkhasine dumanu vradam te chittam yada pradisarandu shivasa jivyam rubam tabodana tabascharadam tabognam hedutu kena tamasa bhavato malabdham chartam taborkhasimaya sahamitra mahyam kimva prasidati savai bhavabhavanomim. That these two, three verses, when our Agnidra spoke, she was very impressed. She was so impressed. His intelligence, the way he was expressing his love, and his poetic capacity, literary knowledge, everything. When he saw that, that Apsaras woman, Purvachiti, she felt a lot of respect towards Agnidra. Then they together started their austerities in the forest. Only thing is, from that austerities, 9 children were born. After that, 9 children were born then. And both these great sages, Agnidra and Purvachiti, after a while, they left the forest. Priyavrata by now has served Krishna and gone back to Vaikuntham planet. But Agnidra, it didn't happen like that. After living with that Apsaras woman, Purvachiti, for a very long period of time, he found out from the Vedam certain karma, yagam, what you could perform. He did that. And with this Apsaras woman, he went to Brahmaloka, Brahma's planet, and lived there. He wanted to be with her. That is what happened to our Agnidra. He couldn't stay away from her.
He wanted to be with her. So unlike Priyavrata, who went back to Vaikuntham after leaving this world, Agnidra didn't make it. He went back to Brahma's world where Purojiti lived. So he went and stayed with Purojiti there. So, like this, it's an interesting story, this Purvachiti's and Agnidra story. Generally, this fifth canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is not much spoken except one or two important episodes there. But if you look Bhagavatam, this fifth canto, every single story in this fifth canto is very interesting. Because a lot of things it teaches us. How the great kings in the past, how they came here, how they conducted their life here, how they left this world. And that's interesting. And now, after this, Agnidra's lineage is discussed in the next couple of chapters. Let's read that. Shri Jarajara Swami says there, Tritiya Charitam Nabhe Param Mangalamiryade Yasya Yajna Pratidasan Putro Bhul Vrishabho Hari. In this chapter, our Agnidra son Nabhi has come, and this Nabhi's great story is spoken here because it is from Nabhi Rishabhadeva has appeared. Rishabhadeva is Krishna's another incarnation, important incarnation, and he appeared because Nabhi's Brahmanas, they performed the sacrifices, and in that sacrifices, Rishabhadeva appeared as his son, Nabhi's son. That is what we will read in this two chapters. Shri Shuka Vacha Nabhi Rabhatte Kamo Prajayo Meri Deviyo Bhagavandam Yajna Purushavahid Almaya Jayde Almaya Jayde Tasya Vava Shraddhaya Vishuddhavavena Yajna Pravargeshu Prajaril Sudravyam Deshakalam Mandra Dakshina Vidhana Yoga Upapatya Duradigamo Bhagavan Bhagavadavalsalya Supradigam Alpmanam Aparajitam Nijajana Vipredartham Prodartham Vidhil Sayagrihida Hrudayo Hrudayangamam Manu Mayanandan Avayavabhiramam Avishchakaram Adhamatvam Avishkrata Bujayivaladvayam Hiranmaya Purusha Vishesham Kabisha Kausheyam Bharadara Murasi Vilasa Shri Vilsalalamam Duravara Daravara Navaruhamanamala Chashurya Murdamani Gadabi Rubalakshitam Sputakirana Pravara Mukatakundala Kataka Kodi Sutra Kara Keyura Nubura Janga Bhushana Vibhushana Mrityuk Sadasya Grihapadayodhanam Ivottama Tanam Upalabhya Sabahumanam Arhanena Vanadashirshanam Upatastu Khrityujavuchu Arhasi Muhur Arhatama Arhanam Asmagam Anupadhanam Namo Nama Ityedaval Sadubashikshidam Korhadipuman Prakriti Gunavvedigaram Adiranisham Ishwarasya Parasya Prakriti Purushor Arvatanabhirnamarupa Kribirupa Nirupanam Sagala Janinigaya, Vrijina Shirasnirasana, Shivadama Pravara, Gunaganaigadesha, Kathanamadi, Parijananuraga, Virajivashabalam, Samshabda, Sarilasada, Kisalaya Tulasiga, Durvanguri, Abhisampradaya, Sabadiyayam, Kila, Parama, Paridushyasi, Nathanaya, Binamodam, Ijayorubhara, Parayam, Samujidamartamiho, Velephamahi, Atmana Vivanu Samanam Anjasa Vidiregena Bhuyamana Shesha Purushartha Swarupasya Kintu Madha Shikshamasha Sana Methada Visambrathana Matram Bhavitum Arhati Tadhyada Bhalishanam Swayam Atmana Shreya Parva Vidusham Parama Parama Purusham Prakarsha Karunaya Swamahimanam Cha Abhavarghayam Upakalpayishyan Swayam Abhajitame Vedaravadi Aravadi Hobalakshidaha Athayathayameva varohya harkhattama yarhi barhishi Rajarsher varadarsha bhavan nijamirushe chana vishayam asil Asanga nishida jnanala vidhudashe shamalanam Bhaval sabhavanam alparamana muninam Anavarada parigunida gunagana parama mangalayana gunagana kathanosi Athakatanjus kalana chulpavana jhumbana duravastana adishu Vivashanam nasmaranoya jaramarana shayamabhi Sagalakashmala nirasanani tava gunakrata namadheyani Vachana gocharani bhavandu
किंजायाम राजर्षिरवत्यगामं प्रजां भवादृशीमाशासानं ईश्वरमाशिषां सुर्गाभवर्गयोरपि भवन्तं उपधावति प्रजायामर्थप्रत्ययो धनदमिवाधनं फलीकरणम् कोवा इहदे अपराजितो अपराजितया मायानवसितपदव्यानावृतमधिर्विषय विषयरसा विषरयान विषय विषरयानावृतप्रतिनिवासनं हच्छरणं यदुहवावतव पुनरादभ्रकर्तरिह समाहूतस्तत्रान्तदीयामन्दानामस्त्यद्देवहेलनम् देवदेवार्हसि साम्येन सर्वान् प्रतिवोढुमविदुषाम् श्रीशुक उवाच इति जगदेनाभिष्टूयमानं भगवान् निमिषर्षभो वर्षधाराभिवादिदामिव वन्दितचरणम् सदयमिदमाह श्रीभगवानुवाच अहोबराहं ऋषयो भवद्भिरमितलगीभिर्वसुमसुलभमभियाचितो यदमुष्यार्मजो मया सदृशो भूयादिति ममाहमेवाभिरूप कैवल्य तथापि ब्रह्मवादो नमृषा भवितुमर्हति ममैव हि मुहं यद्विजदेवकुलं तदा आग्नेयद्रीति अंशकलाय अवतरिष्याम्याम् अतुल्यम् अनुपलभमानः श्रीशुक उवाच इति न शामयन्त्या मेरुदेव्यां पदिमभिधायान्तर्धते भगवान् बर्हिषि तस्मिन्नेव विष्णुदत्त भगवान् परमर्षिभिः प्रसादितो नाभे प्रेचिकीर्षया तदवरोधायिने अवरोधायिने मेरुदेव्यां धर्मां दर्शयितु कामं वादर्शनानां श्रमणानां ऋषीणाम् ऊर्ध्वमन्दिनां शुक्लयां तनुवावतारा अवतारा इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायां पञ्चमस्कन्धे नाभिचरति ऋषभावतारो नाम तृतीयोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम्
गोविन्द गोविन्द
चतुर्थमित्रिः प्रोक्तं ऋषभस्य विहितं महल् लोकार्थं येन सल्कर्मं नैष्कर्म्यं च निदर्शितम्
Three chapters from this fourth chapter, for three chapters is the famous story of Rishabhadeva. Rishabhadeva's story is spoken. For the sake of this world, how he conducted his administration, and that too without any attachment to the results, and his establishment in the truth, Jnananishtha. Karmanishtha and Jnananishtha, both. These two things you will find in Rishabhadeva's story. It's also called, Rishabhadeva's instructions to his son is also called Vairagya Prakaranam. That Rishabhadeva's Vairagyam, Rishabhadeva's Karmanishta, Rishabhadeva's established in the truth all the time, Jnananishta, all that things you will see in the next few three chapters.
Chaturtenshata putrasya rajyam tasyobavarnyade yasya rajye jana sarva santosha amrita narubhradaham.
He had 100 sons born from Jayanti. Jayanti was his wife, the daughter of Indra. Indra's daughter Jayanti was married to Rishabhadev, and from there 100 sons were born, and his administration based on dharma, that is what is discussed in this fourth chapter, and in his administration everyone felt extremely happy, and that is what you will see in the next chapter.
Shri Shuka Vacha Adham Ulpatyeva Bhavajyamana Bhagavan Lakshanam Samyo Upashama Vairagya Ishwarya Mahavibhuti अनुदिनमेधमानानुभावं प्रकृवया प्रजा ब्राह्मणो देवताश्च अवनिदल समवा समवनायातितरां जगृदुं तस्य हवा इत्थं वर्ष्मणावरीयसा बृहल्श्लोकेन चौजसा बलेन श्रिया यशसा वीर्यशौर्याभ्यां च पिता कृषभ इदीदं नाम चकार तस्य हीन्द्रस्पर्धमानो भगवान् वर्षे नववर्ष तदवधार्य भगवान् ऋषभदेव योगेश्वर प्रहस्यात्मयोगमायासवर्षम् अजनाभम् नामाभ्यवर्षल् नाभिस्तु यथाभिलक्षितम् सुप्रजस्तम् अवरुध्यादि प्रमोदभरविह्वलो गद्गदाक्षरया गिरिस्वैरम् गृहीतमरलोकसधर्मम् भगवन्तम् पुराणपुरुषम् मायाविलसितमतिर्वल्सदामादिसानुरागमुपलालयन् पराम् निर्वृतिमुपगदाम् वीरानुरागमपौपारप्रकृतिजनपदो राजानाभिराल्पजम् समयसेतुरक्षायामभिषिच्य ब्राह्मणेषु उपनीताय सह मेरुदेव्यो विशालायां प्रसन्नविगुणेन तमसा समाधियोगेन नारायणाख्यं भगवन्तं वासुदेवोपासीन कालेन तन्महिमो अहिमानमवाप यस्यः पाण्डवेय श्लोका उदाहरन्ति कोनुगल् कर्मराजर्षेम् अभरेन्वाचरेल्पुमान् अभत्यदामगाद्यस्य हरिशुद्धेन कर्मण ब्रह्मणोऽन्यकुतोनाभिर्विप्रा मङ्गलपूजिता यस्य वर्षीयज्ञेशम् दर्शयामासुरोजसाम् अतः भगवान् ऋषभदेवस्य वर्षम् कर्मक्षेत्रमनुमन्यमानम् प्रदर्शित गुरुकुलवासो लब्धवर्षेभिरनुज्ञातो गृहमेदिनाम् धर्मानुशिक्षमाणम् जयन्त्यम् इन्द्रदत्तायामुभयलक्षणम् कर्म समाम्नायाम् आम्नादमभियुञ्जन आत्मज्ञानात्मसमानानाशदम् आशदम् आत्मसमानानां शतं जनयामास येषां खलु महायोगी भरतो ज्येष्ठं श्रेष्ठगुणमासीद्येदं वर्षं भारतमिति विदिशन्ति तमनुकुशावर्तमिलावर्तो ब्रह्मवर्तो मलय केतुर्भद्रसेनम् इन्द्रस्तु विदर्भ कीकटमिति नवति प्रधानम् कविर्हरि अन्तरिक्ष प्रबुद्ध पिपलायनम् आविर्होत्रोश्चन्द्रमल चमसकरभाजन इति भागवत धर्मदर्शनम् नवभः भागवतास्तेषां सुचरितम् भगवन्महिमाबृंहितम् वसुदेव नारद संवादम् उपशममायनम् उपदिष्टाम् वर्णयिष्यामाम् यवीयांसम् एकाशीर्जायन्तेयाम् पितुरादेशकरा महाशालिनम् महाश्रोत्रियम् कर्म विशुद्धाम् ब्राह्मणा भवोम् भगवान् शमसंज्ञ आत्मतन्त्र स्वयं नित्य निवृत्ता अनर्थपरम्पर केवलानन्दानुभवम् केवलानन्दानुभवम् ईश्वरमेव विपरीतवल्कर्मण्यारभमाणम् कालेनानुगतम् धर्ममाचरणेनोपशिक्षयदन्युदाम् सम उपशान्तो मैत्रकारुणिकान् धर्मार्थैष प्रजानन्दा अमृतावरोधेन गृहेषु लोकम् नियमय यद्विच्यषण्य शीर्षण्याचरितम् तत्तद्वर्तते लोकम् यद्यपि स्वविदितं सकलधर्मं ब्राह्मं गुह्यं ब्राह्मणे दर्शितमार्गेण सामादिभि उपाये जनताम् अनुशशास द्रव्यदेशकालवयं कालवयश्रद्धोद्देशोपजिते सर्वैरपि कृतवीर्योपदेशं शतकृत्वं याच भवगदर्षभेण परिरक्ष्यमाणमेतस्मिन् वर्षेण कश्चन पुरुषवाञ्चत्य विद्यमानमिवाल्पनोऽन्यस्मात् कथञ्चन किमपि कर्हिविलवेक्षते भर्तरितसेवनम् विजृम्भित स्नेहातिशयमन्तरेण स कदाचिल् अटमानो भगवान् ऋषभो ब्रह्मावर्तगतो ब्रह्मर्षि प्रवरसभायाम् प्रजानाम् निशामयन्दीनाम् आत्मजानमहिदाल्पन प्रश्रय प्रणय भर स्वयंवृदान उपशिक्षयन्निति इति होवाच श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायाम् पञ्चमस्कन्दे चतुर्थोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द सो आग्नेद्र स्टोरी वाट् वी हव् सीन् बिफोर् आग्नेद्र हेड् चिल्ड्रन् फ्रम् पूर्वचिति from Purochiti. And among them, the eldest one was Nabhi. Nabhi was the eldest son. Nabhi, because Nabhi ruled this planet, this name Ajanabham has come, or this Ajanabha Varsham, another name at that time. Then Ajanabham became Bharatavarsham later, because Nabhi's son Rishabhadev, Rishabhadev's son was Bharata. Because Bharata ruled, it became Bharatavarsham. That's how that name comes. That you will hear later. So, when Bharata started the administration, it became Bharatavarsham. So this Nabhi is a highly qualified person. And also, extremely in the higher modes of nature. Always in the modes of goodness. So, he got not Agnidra's nature, grandfather's nature. Sometimes it happens like that. Isn't it? You acquire the nature of the grandfather, not the father. That gene or whatever you call today, that came to our Nabhi. Nabhi got Priyavrata's gene, not Agnidra's. So the result was that he had the similar nature like Priyavrata. Not Agnidra's nature. So for some time Nabhi didn't have any children and he was a little bit concerned that there will be nobody to continue the administration. So he called all the rishis, sages there, told them to come, and he told them about his situation. So the rishis said, we'll perform a sacrifice and see what happens. The rishis were confident. They knew what they had to do. And they said to him, by Krishna's grace, you will have a son. So they performed a famous sacrifice with permission from Nabi. Nabi blessed them with all the facilities they provided, and these rishis performed a great sacrifice. And the sacrifice was so perfect, says in the Bhagavadam, that Krishna had to appear there in the sacrifice. And they asked the rishis who were present there, what do you want? Obviously, those days, sacrifice was the process of pleasing the Supreme Lord. So that's what they followed. So Krishna asked, Mahavishnu came and asked Nabi, what do you want? Asked these rishis, what do they want? Nabi is not saying anything, he's keeping quiet. But that is his nature, always very peaceful and shanti state. But he has handed over all the responsibility to the rishis who are present there. The rishis told Mahavishnu that we have only one desire. They didn't say what it was. We have only one desire, that all time we want to chant your holy name. See then what he says here. We look into that third chapter. It says, all the time. Then, if you look at the 12th verse in the 3rd chapter, Atakaranjil skalanam chulpagana jrambana duravastana adishu vivashanam nasmaranaya jaramarana rashayamabhi sakala kashmala nirasanani tava gunagrita namadheyani vachane gocharani bhavandu. So, this was their desire. This is what they told Mahavishnu. That after that they said, this is our desire, they said. They said, we have one more thing to ask. They said, there is nobody to rule the planet. So, we would like to have a son like you. Addressing Mahavishnu says, we would like somebody to come and rule the planet like yourself. Somebody could come. Says here that King Jayam, next verse, Raja Marshi Abhatyagama Prajam Bhavadrishi Ashasanam Ishwaram Ashisham Surgaba Vargavaravi Bhavandam Upadavadi Prajayam Arthapratayo Dhanam Ivadhanam Bhadikaranam. He says. So, when, and you will see later also that Krishna's answer to that in the 17th verse, Sri Bhagavan Vansha, he says, Aho Badaham Rishayo, Mahavishnu is saying, Bhaval bhir avidhada ghibhir ghibhir vara masulabham abhiyajido yadam ujjatma jomayam sarasho bhuyadi mamaham eva bhiruva kaivelya tathabi. Says here that Mahavishnu says here that this what second request what you have made is a little difficult, because you are saying that you want a king. You want a son for the king who should be similar to me. Similar to me. Now, if Krishna, the Mahavishnu is in a difficult state, somebody similar to Mahavishnu, there is nobody who is similar to Mahavishnu. And if you say there is somebody similar to Mahavishnu, then that is against the Advaitam also. Shukha Brahmashri won't agree with that. So there will be difficulty there. So, because there will be two Bhagavan then. So, let's do one thing, he said, that I will come myself as his son. So, there is nobody else. So, and then your desire also is fulfilled, and the purpose is also fulfilled. Say, whatever it may be, let it be so. They said like that. And this appearance of Mahavishnu in that way, who had come, that is Rishabha. Rishabhadev's appearance is that. Rishabhadev's appearance. So, Nabhi's eldest son, Rishabhadev, was born in that way. And from the very appearance itself, Rishabhadev's life is a very interesting life, in the sense that many amazing things he did here. And as soon as Nabhi took this little baby, Rishabhadev, and put it on the lap, Nabhi went into ecstasy. A kind of experience of Brahmanandam, self-realized state, in samadhi state he was going into. As soon as he kept Rishabhadeva on the lap, Nabhi went into samadhi state. And extreme bliss he was experiencing. And completely started forgetting about the world. Totally detached from here. And so, so you can remember, this is Brahman himself who has come as Rishabhadeva, isn't it? So you are keeping Brahman in the lap. So what else can you expect? So it's not surprising at all. The people also, when they saw Rishabhadeva, they felt quite interesting to watch him, to see Rishabhadeva and his activities. So from the childhood, Rishabhadeva had very special nature like this. He attracted everyone. And we earlier heard the story of Indra, that Indra doesn't like, if anybody, in the Prithumaraj story you saw what happened. Indra just doesn't like it. If somebody is better than him, Indra gets upset. Indra can't handle it. Indra finds it very difficult to manage that. And especially in the human species, if anybody does well, Indra gets a bit suspicious about it. Anyway, he can't do anything about it. Sometimes some bad habits comes like that. What can you do? It becomes difficult, isn't it? So Indra thought about this, what to do. If this Rishabhadeva is such a great personality, let me try it out on him, see what he's going to do. So he stopped the rain. After all, he's in charge of the rain, isn't it? So he stopped the rain, and without Indra's permission, rains won't have come. So Indra stopped the rain in the kingdom, in Rishabhadeva's kingdom. There was no rain. So Rishabhadeva started thinking, why is this happening here? I have come here and there is no rain here. He was thinking like that. So the Indra instructed the clouds that only I'll give you another instruction, only then you should shower the rains. So Rishabhadeva thought in his mind, is Indra in a mood to fight with me? Otherwise why is this not happening? Because Rishabhadeva had the capacity to ask this question. And the expects that administration is going very well. Nabhi was managing well, and now Rishabhadeva is managing. Rishabhadeva has become the king. And in spite of that, and everything is going on well, why there is no rain? So he started thinking, is Indra reacting to it a bit stronger than, is there any motive, bad motive, intention behind it? So Indra was in a dilemma, wanting to see how Rishabhadeva will react to the situation. So what he did was that Indra's planet, there was everything going on very well, and he wanted to inquire from Indra what is the reason behind it. On his own, Rishabhadeva created the clouds and made to rain in the planet. He made the rain, and then Indra was in a complete confusion, what to do about it. That when he invited the clouds to come from the heavenly planets, they arrived here and showered the rain. When Indra saw that, Indra understood, it's no point in fighting with this person. It may not work. I may not survive this, or I may not win this fight. So Indra is such a diplomat. What do you do normally? If you can't beat them, join them. That's exactly what Indra did. And Indra is a little bit more diplomatic about it. What he did was, if I make a family relationship with Rishabhadeva, in future we will be good friends, isn't it? Like in the social life you do all these kind of things. So Indra thought, if I have a family relationship in future, why not I marry my daughter to him? And in that way, we'll have a relationship with Rishabhadeva, and this kind of things won't happen. And even if there is any intention in Rishabhadeva's mind to take over my position, my daughter will be involved in that somehow or the other. Indra's mind works very well. So all planning goes on Indra's head. So he has got one daughter, Indra, whose name is Jayanti, and he decided to marry her to Rishabhadev. That so Indra comes and sees Rishabhadev and asking Rishabhadev to marry his daughter. Very diplomatic way. Rishabhadev is smiling inside, seeing Indra's that mentality. So you can see this kind of things happening then also, not today. It was happening even those days. So Indra seems to have found out all these kind of techniques, how to develop relationship with people in different ways. And you can see in the modern world also people do all these things, isn't it? Conduct a party, invite friends, entertain them, and in that way socially develop relationship with people, so that you feel that you are part of them, they are part of you, in this way. So Indra's party is this, that Indra wanted to influence our Rishabhadev in that way. Rishabhadev didn't say anything. So when you read Bhagavatam, you will get an impression that after marriage only Rishabhadev gone to education. He didn't do that before. You will see there in the 4th chapter, 8th verse, if you look, you will see how it mentioned there. He says that Adha Bhagavan Rishabhadeva Sovarsham Karma Kshetram Anumanyamanam Pradarshidam Gurugulavaso Labdhavarer Guru Abhijna Gurubhir Anityado Grahamedhinam Dharmam Anishukshamano Jayandyam Indradatayam Ubhayalakshanam Karmam Samam Nayam Nadama Vyunjanam Albajnanam Alma Samanam Shadam Janayamasa. So that is also there. Everything is shown in the Bhagavadam that he had all these problems with Indra, married Jayanti, and then he had education after that. So that before getting educated, he is getting married before that. And afterwards education, and so many things like that. Due to some reason, somehow or the other, due to exceptional circumstances, Rishabhadev had to marry this Jayanti. And so he decided that after the marriage, I'll have my education. Rishabhadev decided, and he had it afterwards. So Rishabhadev, in due course of time, in this Jayanti, 100 children were born from this Jayanti. And that is also amazing thing, what happened. The first one, the eldest one, was Bharata. And because of this Bharata's administration, we have Bharatavarsham, and it is this Bharata who will come later on in the same 5th canto. It's a major part of 5th canto is this Jatabharata story. It is this Bharata who takes the form of a deer later, then it gets the form of a dress of a Brahmana later. In 3 different lifetimes, he conducted his spiritual life, and in the 3rd life, you can see how Emperor Bharata became that great realized soul Bharata. That transformation you can read through in 3 lifetimes how it happened, that is coming in the 5th canto later. And that Bharata and Raghugana, that Samvadam, and Bharata's knowledge of the self and self-realization, and established in the truth all the time, something unusual to find, is you can see in this story of Bharata in the Bhagavadam. So, and then that is one son is Bharata. The 9 children, very famous, which are known as Navayogis, isn't it? Kavi Hari Andariksha Prabuddha Pipalayanin Avirhotroscha Drumila Chamasa Karabhajana. 9 famous rishis, famous sages. Shukra Brahmarshi says here, I will discuss about them in Ekadasha Skandam. When it comes to Vasudeva Narada Samvadam, when Sri Narada Maharshi wanted to talk to Krishna's parents, to Vasudeva and Devaki, at that time, they bring out these 9 rishis there, beginning with Kavi, Hari, Andariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayanan, Avirhotra, Drumila, Chamasap, Karabhajana. 9 rishi story. Shukra Brahmarshi says here, I will talk about them in the 11th canto, he says here. Here it says here, in the 5th canto itself. Iti Bhagavata Dharma Darshanam
नवम महाभागवदास्तेषा सुचरितम् भगवन् महिमोपब्रह्मितम् वसुदेव नारद संवादम् उपशमायनम् उपरिष्ट्वाल् वर्णयिष्याम यवीयांसम् एकाशीतिर्जायन्तेयां पितुरादेशकरां महाशालीनां महाश्रोत्रियां कर्म विशुद्धां ब्राह्मणा बभूव.
सो वाट इज गोइंग टू बी स्पोकन इन एकादशम लेटर, Shiva Brahmarshi has already spoken here that I am going to say this later on with Nimi Navayogi Sambhadam. That is how it comes. Remember, in Ekadasham we discussed that in the beginning, between Nimi and Navayogis. Very famous. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ekadashaskandam, there is only two important discussions. One, Nimi and Navayogi, other one, Krishna and Uddhava. Shri Krishna Uddhava Sambhadam and Nimi Navayogi Sambhadam. It is actually what is discussed between Nimi and Navayogi is the same substance and message what Krishna has spoken in detail to Uddhava later. So therefore, these two episodes, one Nimi Navayogi Samvadam and the other one Krishna Uddhava Samvadam, Shri Krishna Uddhava Samvadam, when you study you will find a lot of similarities. The realized soul, the process of self-realization, everything discussed there in detail. So, Rishabhadev decided like this, that the, Navayogi is the nine. So one Bharata, Emperor Bharata, and the nine, these great rishis, sages. Then another 81, there they have become, they performed sacrifices. They have performed sacrifices. And they become Brahmanas. Proper Brahmana performing Vedic sacrifices. Karma Vishuddhi, that means they purified themselves by engaging in performing yaga sacrifices. So all of them, 81 became like this, nine, and another nine became kings in the different parts of the kingdom. They became kings in different parts of the kingdom. One Bharata, and Navayogi, and then this 81 Brahmanas, Karma Vishuddhi Brahmana, they have become performing sacrifices, and then lastly Bharata, the eldest. So all children, imagine that, all 100 of them, 100 children of 100 children of Rishabhadev, they were all highly qualified. All of them were highly qualified. And Rishabhadev decided, after this, when all this has happened, he decided that I have to give proper spiritual instructions to people. This is always the priority for them. Whether it is Rishabhadev, whether it is Prithu Maharaj, whether it is Yudhishthira, whether it is Ambarish, no matter who it is, the first priority is that after administration is properly set up and people had the necessities, what they need for their livelihood in this world, the greatest responsibility of the king is to engage him in spiritual activity and self-realization. That is the greatest responsibility of the king, higher than anything else. And this was known to all these great personalities. That's why immediately Rishabhadev decided that there's not much time left, I have to engage them in spiritual activities. And that is what you will find there. And in order that bhakti to develop in the heart, vairagyam is necessary, and vairagyam is necessary. Therefore, Rishabhadev calls all of them, and he has one great quality in him, that when he wants to give instructions to the people, he won't call everybody like that. Then what will he do? He will tell all his children to come first. The 100 children, he told them to come. And then he knew that if they all come, they'll bring their family members also. So, and they will inform others to come. And like this, everybody came to hear Rishabhadev's instructions. Whoever has come, all of them, he told them to sit there. And in the keeping his children in the front, as though instructing to his children, these 100 children, he's instructing the whole world. He's instructing the whole world. And that is this famous Rishabhadev's instructions in the Bhagavatam, which Srila Prabhupada quoted in almost all lectures, one way or the other. And mainly because this
Krishnadev's instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Vairagya Pradhanam. That means to develop renunciation and detachment from this world, more stress is given Vairagyam than Jnanam, Bhakti or anything else. Different instructions you will find, stress on different things. In Rishabhadev's instruction, stress is on Vairagyam. Stress is on Vairagyam. There is no other instructions in the Bhagavatam so strong about Vairagyam like the Rishabhadev's instruction is. So, different instructions, different things are spoken. Some places, Jnanam is important, stressed. Some places, Bhakti is stressed. Some places, Vairagyam is stressed. So, Rishabhadev's instruction is based on Vairagyam. So, Vairagya Pradhana Bhakti, that Bhakti completely absorbed in Vairagyam, with Vairagyam, that's what is the next few chapters. We'll start that after a while.
Chedo darpanam arjanam vamaha davagni nirvavanam shreyakaidava chandriya vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipada purnamrda swadanam sarvabna subanam param vijayade shri krishna sangeyuttanam nam namagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpidane vidasmarane nakalam एदादृशी तव कृपा भगवन् ममामि दुर्दैवमीदृशमिहाजनि नानुरागाः तृणारभीषुनीचेन तरोरभिसहिष्णुना अमानिनामानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि नदनं न जनं न सुन्दरीं कवितां वा जगदीशकामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरी भवदाद् भक्तिरहै दुहित्वयि तनुजकिङ्गरं पतितामं शमे भवाम्बुधौ कृपया तव पादपङ्कजस्थितदूले सदृशं विचिन्तय नयनं गलदश्रुधारयां वदनं गद्गदरुद्धया गिरा उलगैर्निजितं कदावभूतवं नाम ग्रहणे भविष्यति गायिदं निमेषेण चक्षुषा प्राविशायिदं शून्यायिदं जगत्सर्वं गोविन्द विरहे न मे आश्लिष्य वा पादरदं विनष्टु माम् अदर्शनं मर्महदां करोतु वा यथा तदा वा विदधादुलम्बनो मल्प्राणनाथास्तु नैव नाभराम् पंचमे मोक्षधर्मोपदेशे पुत्रानुशासनम् उक्तं पारमहंसं यत्तस्य द्वन्द्वदीक्षया. In this chapter, Sridharaswami says here that you keeping his sons in the friend as to instructing them, he spoke to the world about the importance of self-realization, importance of liberation, and to do that, he by tolerating the dualities of life. That is the important thing. Dundvam. Dundva tidikshayacha. Krishna says that in the Bhagavatam as well as the Bhagavad Gita. So, dundvam, tolerating dundvam. Dundvam means duality. How one can be established in the truth. Paramahamsa nishtha. That nishtha or steadiness established in the truth that he has spoken in his instructions to his sons.
Krishabhavajam Nayam deho dehamajam riloge Kashtan gaman arhade vidbhujam ye Tabo divyam putragayena sattvam Shuddhiyadasmal brahma saukhyam tvanandam Mahal sevam dvaram ahu vimukte Tamo dvaram yoshidam sangi sangam Mahandaste samachitta prashanda Imanyavasuhridasadhavo ye एवामहीशे कृतसौहृदार्थम् जनेषु देहम् भरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जाय अल्पजरादिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्ता यावदर्थाश्च लोके नूनम् प्रमत्तः कुरु देवि कर्म इदिन्द्रियप्रीतयमाप्नोति न साधु मन्येयदमाल्पनोऽयम् असन्नविक्लेशदमासदेह पराभवस्तावबोधजातो यावन्न जिज्ञासदमात्मतत्त्वम् यावल्क्रियास्तावदिदम् मनो वै कर्मात्मकम् येन शरीरबन्धा एवम् मनः कर्मवशम् प्रयुक्ते अविद्यया आत्मन्युपदीयमाने ప్రీతిర్నయనం నై వాసుదేవేన ముచ్యతే దేహయోగేన తావల్ యథానవశ్యైథా గుణేహం సార్థే ప్రమత్య సహసా విపశ్చిల్ గదస్మృతిర్వింది తృతాపానాసాధ్యమై శూన్యమకారమజ్ఞం పుంసస్త్రియా మైథునీ భావమేదం తయోర్మితో హృదయ గ్రంథిమాహు అతో గృహక్షేత్రసుదాప్తవిత్తే జనస్య మోహోయమహం మమేది యదా మనోహృదయ గ్రంథిరస్య కర్మానుబద్ధో గుణమాశదేద తదా జన సంపరివర్తతే స్మాల్ముక్త పరం యత్తదిహాయ హేతుం హంసే గురో మై భక్త్యానువృత్యా విదృష్ణయా ద్వందదిదిక్షయా చ సర్వత్ర జంతోర్వ్యసనావగత్యా జిజ్ఞాసయా తపసేహా నివృత్యా మల్కర్మఫలమల్కరయాదనిత్యం మద్దేవసంగాల్ గుణకీర్తనాన్మే నిర్వైరసామ్యోపశమేన పుత్రా జిహాసయా దేహగేహాల్పబుద్ధే అధ్యాత్మయోగేన వివిక్త సేవయా ప్రాణేంద్రియాత్మాభిజయేన సద్రం సశ్రద్ధయా బ్రహ్మచర్యేణ శశ్వల్ అసంప్రమాదేన యమేన వాచాం సర్వత్ర మల్భావ విచక్షణేన జ్ఞానేన విజ్ఞాన విరాజితేన యోగేన ధృత్యుద్యమ సద్యమ సత్వయుక్తో లింగం విమోహేల్ కుశలోహమాఖ్యం కర్మాశయం హృదయ గ్రంథిబద్ధం అవిద్యయా సాధితమ ప్రమత్తం అనేన యోగేన యథోపదేశం సమ్యగ్ విమోహే వయమేద యోగాల్ పుత్రాంశ శిష్యాంశ నభో గురువాం అలోకగామో మదనుగ్రహార్థం ఇత్థం విమన్యూర నిశిష్యాతదయజ్ఞన్నయోజయ కర్మసూర్మమూఢన్ కమ్యోజయన్మనిజోర్థం లభేద నిపాదయన్నష్టదృశం హి గర్తే లోకస్వయం శ్రేయసి నష్టదృష్టిర్యోర్థాన్ సమీహేద నిగామకామం అన్యోన్యవైరం సుఖలేశహేదోరనంద దుఃఖం జనవేదమూఢ కస్తం స్వయం తదభిజ్ఞో వివశ్చిల్ల విద్యయామందరే వర్తమానం దృష్ట్వా పునస్సం సగృణకృబుద్ధిం ప్రయోజయేల్ ఉల్పదకం యథాంతం గురుర్న సస్యాల్ సజనోన సస్యాల్ పితాన సస్యాల్ జననీన సస్యాల్ దైవన్న సస్యాల్ నవరిష్య సస్యాల్ నమోచ యద్య సముపేద మృత్యుం ఇదం శరీరం మమ దుర్విభావ్యం సత్వం హి మే హృదయం యత్ర ధర్మ పృష్టే హృదో మే యథ ధర్మమాయాలదో హి మాం ఋషభం ప్రాహురార్య తస్మాద్భవంతో హృదయేన జానాం సర్వే మహీయాం సమం సనాభం అక్లిష్టబుద్ధ్యా పరదం భయద్వం శుశ్రూషణం దల్భరణం ప్రజానాం భూతేషు వీరుద్ధిముదుత్తమాయం సరీసృపాస్తేషు సుభూతనిష్ట తదో మనుష్య ప్రమథాస్తదోమి గంధర్వసిద్ధా విభుధానుగాయే దేవాసురేభ్యో భగవత్ ప్రధానం దక్షాదయో బ్రహ్మసుదాస్తుదేషాం భవపరస్వద విరింజ వీర్యం సమల్పరోహం ద్విజ దేవదేవ న బ్రాహ్మణై స్థూలయో భూతమన్యల్ పశ్యామి ప్రాగ్మద పరం తు యస్మిన్నపి ప్రహృతం శబ్దయాహమశ్నామి కామం తథాగ్నిహోత్రే నృదాదనూరుషదిమే పురాణీ యేనేహ సత్వం పరమం పవిత్రం శమోదమ సత్యమనుగ్రహశ్చం తపస్థితిషానుభవశ్చ యత్ర మతోప్యనందల్పరస్మాన్ స్వర్గావవర్గాధిపతేర్న కించిల్ యేషాం కిము స్యాదితరేణ దేశాం అకించనానాం మై భక్తివాచాం సర్వాణి మధ్యష్ణదయా భవల్పిశ్చరాణి భూతాని సుద్రువాణి సంభావిత జ్ఞాని పరే పదేవో వివిక్త దృగ్భిస్త సద్దుహార్హణం మే మనోజో దృక్కరడే హిదస్యం సాక్షాత్కృతం మే పరిబర్హణం హి వినాపుమాన్ యేన మహావిమోహాల్ కృతాంతపాశాన్న విమోక్తుమీశాల్ శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అనుశాస్యాద్భజాన్ స్వయం అనుషిష్టానమి లోకానుశాసనార్థం మహానుభావం పరమసుహృద్ భగవాన్ వృషభదేశం ఉపశమశీలానాం ఉపరతకర్మాణాం మహామునీనాం భక్తి జ్ఞాన వైరాగ్య లక్షణం పారమహంసదం ఉపశిక్షమాణాం స్వతనయ సదజ్యేష్టం పరమభాగవతం భగవజ్జనపరాయణం భరతం ధరణి పాలనాయ అభిషిచ్య స్వయం భవనం ఏవోర్వశర శరీరమాత్ర పరిగ్రహం ఉన్మత్తమివ గగనం పరిధాన ప్రైర్ణగేషం ఆత్మన్యారోపితాహవనీయో బ్రహ్మావర్తాల్ ప్రవవ్రాజ జటాంధముఖమిదర పిశోజోన్మత్తం పిశోజ ఉన్మాదక ఉన్మాదకవద్ అవధూతవేషోభిభాష్యమాణోభి జనానాం గృహీతమౌనవ్రతస్తూష్ణీం బభూవ తత్ర తత్ర పురగ్రామాగర ఖేడవాడవ ఖడవడ వేడ ఖర్వడ శిబిరాప్ర శిబిర వ్రతకోశ సార్థ గిరివనాశ్రమాదిషన్ను పథం అవని జనావ సదై పరిభూయమాను మక్షిగారి భవనగజ సర్జన తాడనామోహన మోహనష్టీవన గ్రామ శగ్రద్రజ ప్రక్షేప పూదివాదురుక్త స్మద్ విగణయసే విగణయమేవాసల్ సంస్థానమేదస్మిన్ దేహోవలక్షణే సదపదేశే భయానుభవ స్వరూపేణ స్వమహిమాభస్థానేన సమారోపితాహం అమాభిమానత్వాద్ అవిఖండితమానాం పృథివీమేకచర పరిభ్రమామ
അതിസുകുമാരകചോരണാരം സ്ഥല വിപുലബാഹു സങ്കളഭുവനാദ്യവയവ വിന്യാസം പ്രകൃതി സുന്ദര സ്വഭാവഹാസസുമുഖോ നവനളിന ദളായമാന ശിശിരധരാരുണായത നയനരുചിര സുദൃശ സദൃശ സുഭഗ കപോലകർണ കണ്ഠനാസോ വിഗൂഢസ്മിത വദന മഹോത്സവേന പുരവനിദാനം മനസി കുശുമശരാസന ഉപദധാനം പരാഗവാവലംബമാനം കുടില ജടില കപിഷ കേശഭൂരിഭാരോ അവതൂതമലിന നിജ ശരീരണ ഗ്രഹഗൃഹീതമിവാദൃശ്യതാം യർഹി വാവസ ഭഗവാൻ ലോകമിമം യോഗസ്യാദാൽ പ്രദീപമിവാക്ഷണ സൽപ്രതിക്രിയാകർമ്മ ഭീഭൽസീതമിതി അജഗരമാശയാനമേവാശ്നാദി പിബതി ഖാദത്യവമേഹേതി ഹതസ്മി ജ്യേഷ്ഠമാനം ഉച്ചരിതമാദിഗ്ധോദേശ തസ്യഹയാ പുരീഷ സുരഭി ഗൗഗന്ധ്യവായു സ്തം ദേശം ദശയോജനം സമന്താൽ സുരഭിം ചകാരാം ഏവം ഗോമുഖ കാകചര്യ വ്രജം സ്തിഷ്ഠം നാസീന ശയാനം കാകമൃഗ ഗോചരിത പിബതി ഖാദത്യമേഹതിസ്മ ഹേതിസ്മ ഇതി നാനായോഗചര്യാചരണോ ഭഗവാൻ കൈവല്യപതിക്ഷേപോ അവിരത പരമ മഹാനന്ദാനുഭവം ആത്മനി സർവേഷാം ഭൂതാനാം ആത്മഭൂതേ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവാത്മനോ അവ്യവധാനാനന്ദരോദര ഭവന ഭാവേന സിദ്ധ സമസ്താർത്ഥ പരിപൂർണോ യോഗേശ്വര്യാണി വൈഹായ സമനോ ജവാന്തർധാന പരകായ പ്രവേശ ദൂരഗ്രഹണാധീനി യദൃച്ഛയോപഗതാനി നാജ്ഞസാ നൃഭഹൃദയോ അനഭ്യനന്ദൽ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസം സംഹിതായാം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ധേ ഋഷഭദേവാനുചരിതേ പഞ്ചമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഇൻ ദി നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ സിക്സ്ത് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഷഷ്ടേലീനാഭിമാനസ്യ ദേഹത്യാഗക്രമാഭിത പ്രദഹന്നം ദവാഗ്നിമ്യ പശ്യന്നഭിത പശ്യതി ഋഷഭദേവ് ഗിവിംഗ് എ ബോഡി സച്ച് എൻ ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് ഇവന്റ് ഇൻ ദ ഭാഗവതം വൈ Because when you don't have any identification with the body, completely established in the truth, in the self, when you give up that body, how that situation develops. All around, the forest fire is burning, and he could have, if he wanted to protect his body, he could have done that. But Rishabhadev didn't do that. He was waiting, the fire has come, and he just entered into the fire and left the body there in that fire. That amazing situation with Rishabhadev is in this next chapter. Shri Rajavaja Nanunam Bhagavan Malmaramanam Yoga Samayila Jnana Abhavarjita Karma Bijanam Nama Aishwaryani Pune Kleshadani Bhavindam Arkhadi Idrchayo Bhagadani Shri Rajavaja സത്യമുക്തം കിന്തിഹവാ ഏകേന മനസോദ്ധാ വിശ്രമ മനവസ്ഥാനസ്യ ഷടകിരാത ഇവ സംഗച്ഛന്തേ തഥാ ചോക്തം ന കുര്യാൽകർഹികൾ സഖ്യം മനസി അനവസ്ഥിതേ യദ് വിശ്രംഭാ ചിരാജീർണം ച സ്കന്ദതപമ ഈശ്വരം നിത്യം ദുദാതി കാമസ്യ ഛിദ്രം തമനു ഏരയ യോഗിന കൃതമൈത്രസ്യ പ്രത്യുജ്ജായേവ പുംശ്ചലി കാമോ മന്യുർമദോ ലോകം ശോകമോഹമയാദയ കർമ്മബന്ധശ്ചേന്മൂല സ്വീകരിയാൽ കൊനുതൽഭുത അതൈവം അഖിലലോകപാലലാമോപി വിലക്ഷണേർജടവധൂത വേഷഭാഷാചരിത അവിലക്ഷിത ഭഗവത് പ്രഭാവയോഗിനാം സാംബരായ വിധിമനുശിക്ഷയൻ സ്വകളേവരം ജിഹാസുരാത്മന്യാൻ മാനമഹം മാനമസംവ്യവഹിതമനാർത്ഥാന്തരഭാവേന അന്വീക്ഷമാണ ഉപരതാനുവൃത്തി ഉപരരാമ തസ്യഹവായേവം മുക്തലിംഗസ്യ ഭഗവദാക്ഷപസ്യ യോഗമായാ വാസനയാ ദേഹ ഇമാം ജഗതീം അഭിമാനാഭാസേന ചംക്രമമാണാം കോങ്കവേങ്കടകുടകാന ദക്ഷിണ കർണാടക ദേശാൻ യദൃച്ഛയോപഗത കുടകാജലോപവനം ആസ്യകൃതാശ്മകമള ഉന്മാദ ഇവ മുക്തമൂർധജോ സംവീത ഏവ വിചചാര അഥ സമീര വേഗ വിദൂത വേണു വികർഷണ ജാഗ്രതവനലസ്തന്മാലേലിഹാനം സഹതേന ദദാഹാം യസ്യകിലാനുചരണ ഉപാകരണ്യം കോങ്കവേങ്കടകുടകാനാം രാജർഹൻ നാമോപശിക്ഷ്യ കുലാവധർമ്മം ഉത്കൃഷ്യമാണേ ഭവിതവ്യേന വിമോഹിത സ്വധർമ്മപദം അകുതോഭയമപഹായ കുപതപാകർണമസഞ്ജസം നിജമീഷയാമന്ത് സമ്പ്രവർത്തയിഷ്യതേ
Yena hava vavakalo manujapa sada devamaya vimohita so vidhiyoga shauja charitra vihina deva helananya bhavradani nijanijenchaya grihnanam asnananam ajamanam shauja kesho lunjanadini kalinam dharma bhureno bhatadiyo brahma brahmana yajna purushaloga vidushaka prayena bhavishyandi Tejahivyaktanayanjilogayatraya andhamarambraya ashustasthamasyande soyameva pravadishyandi Ayam avataru rajasopluta kaivalyoba shikshanartham tasyanugunan shlogan gayandi Aho bhuva sapta samudravatyam dvibeshu varsheshu devunyamedal gayandriya tranyatyajana murare karmani badranyavataravandi Aho namshoyasa samvedada prayavrado yatravuvan purana Kratavadara Purusha Samadhyam Chachara Dharmam Yadakarma Hedam Ko Anyasya Kashtama Varonuga Chen Manuradhena Pibhavasya Yogi Yo Yoga Maya Smahayatyudasta Asataya Yena Krita Prayatnaha Iti Hasma Hasma Sakala Veda Loga Deva Brahmana Gavam Paramaguru Or Bhagavad Kshapha Akhyasya Vishuddha Charitam Idam Pumsam Samasta Duscharita Abhiharanam Parama Mahamangala Idam Idam Anushraddha Yasdayo Bajraya Anushranotyam Shravayati Vahido Bhagavati Tasmin Vasudeva Megandado Bhaktiranayo Ravi Samanu Vartade Yasyame Vakavayam Alpmanam Aviratam Vida Vrijina Samsar Paridabo Batapyaman Manu Savanam Snabayandastaya Iva Paramayamana Vrutya Abhavargam Atyandiyam Paramavurushatam Abhiswayam Asadidam No Eva Triyande Bhagavadiyatvene Iva Parisamapta Sarvartaha Rajan Badar Guru Lam Bhavadam Yadunam Devam Priyam Gulabadi Kojakingarova Astevamanga Bhagavan Bajadam Mugundo Muktim Dadahi Karhigil Smane Bhakti Yogam Nityani Bhuda Nijalaba Nivurta Trishna Shreyasivadra Janaya Chirasapta Buddhi Chirasupta Buddhi Yogasya Karnaya Bhayam Atma Loha Vakhyam Namo Bhagavate Rishabhaya Tasmai Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Panchamaskande Paramahamsayam Samhitayam Panchamaskande Kshumadevani Janade Shashtodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda So, Krishnapadev's story is being continued. What happened to Maharaj Krishnapadev? Is Krishna's another important incarnation, Krishnapadev, isn't it? Very exalted administration of the kingdom, married Indra's daughter Jayanti, 100 sons were born from that, all of them highly qualified personalities, and we are going to hear now about the first person, the eldest of all. For a long time Rishabhadev managed, they conducted the administration of the kingdom, but inside his heart all the time he was concerned about the people's spiritual welfare, how they will develop bhakti, how they will develop knowledge of the self in their heart. So he called all these people together, all his children, and as soon as they hear that Rishabhadev is going to speak, all of them will come forward to listen, knowing his exalted position. What is he saying there in this verses, what he spoke? Nayam deho dehavajanam. What he's saying is there, Vairagyam is necessary. Vairagyam is important, he says. Because some places in the Bhagavatam, importance is given to Vairagyam. In some places, Bhakti is given importance. And in other places, Jnanam is given importance. That's why you will see in the Bhagavatam, Bhakti, Jnanam, Vairagyam. All three are spoken important. Not one is rejected. Jnanam, Bhakti, Jnanam, Vairagyam. Then you will see in the glorification of Bhagavatam also, in the Padmapuranam and Skandapuranam, talks about while glorifying Bhagavatam, Bhakti Jnana Viraga Artham. For these three things, Shrimad Bhagavatam one should read. To develop these three things, Bhakti Jnana Vairagyam. So here, all three things are necessary. All three are necessary. Because if there is no Vairagyam inside, your Bhakti will not last long. That is the difficulty. Bhakti won't get that strength. Bhakti strength comes from Vairagyam. Temporarily you will get some bhakti on temporary moments. Sometimes you may go to temples, or sometimes you may listen to Bhagavatam occasionally, or sometimes you may chant, or sometimes you may go for some program. Like that it will go. Why is that? Vairagyam is not there. Vairagyam is the one which strengthens that bhakti inside. Therefore, that's what he is saying here. So he mentions here that that does not mean that vairagyam is not there, means bhakti is there, but it's only very limited. Very, very limited. That means like something you have cooked very hot, after a while it gets cold. Similarly, bhakti also after a while, it loses its potency. It loses its potency. That's not good enough. So, in order that bhakti remains strong inside, vairagyam is essential. Rishabhadev is saying that. In this, you will see that in the fifth chapter itself, how he begins with that, isn't it? Nayam deho deha bhajandra loke kashtan kaman arhade vidbhujam ye tabo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhye adasmal brahma saukhyam tunandam. So, normally, human beings, they give importance to certain things in life. What are they? They want to eat well. They want to see good things. And that means good food, comforts, and recreation. All these things. Aharam, niharam, what they call all this recreation. These are the things given importance here, isn't it? So human species give importance to that. They want to eat well and eat nice food. And then after that, niharam. Aharam and then niharam. Good sleep. And what he's saying there, four things: eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunam cha samanya medad shubil naranam. So for these four happiness, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, we spend the life, basically. All life goes in that direction. Krishabhadev says here, if that's what you want, that means eating and sleeping, if that's what your goal is in life, vidbhujam ye, he says there. Kashtan kaman arhade vidbhujam ye. Vidbhujam. Vidbhujam means, what's that, the swine that eats the stool, or the hog that eats the stool. That's called vidbhujam. So that means the hog that eats the stool, and because he, that hog enjoys that, the stool. Like when we have sweet rice or halwa, exactly how much we enjoy that, in a similar way the hog enjoys this eating the stool. So, what Rishabhadev is saying here is that when we are eating these things, whatever happiness you are getting from that, when we eat our prasadam, whatever that nice prasadam what we have, whatever happiness you are getting from that, the same degree, if not more, happiness the hog is enjoying while eating this stool. We are thinking we are enjoying, actually. But he says, why so much work hard and so struggle in life if for this happiness you are working in this world? For this limited happiness which is even available, kashtan kaman arhade vidbhujam ye, vidbhujam, they are also getting it. Only difference is, that is what he enjoys. His taste, or taste buds, or whatever we call it, and happiness is while eating stool. And our happiness is probably while eating prasadam. Practically, he's saying, comparing both, there's not a big difference in the sense. We are not eating and understanding that it is prasadam. We are eating because it's tasty. It is the taste that keeps us eating all the fine things. So, but in his case, in their case, hog's case also, if you look at it, you can see they are enjoying it as much as we enjoy our food. So, and similarly, we sleep. Only difference is that we sleep comfortably, organizing everything, nice bedroom with all the
lighting arrangements and air conditioning and nice perfumes and everything so that you get a comfortable sleep. So we like to sleep there, but that hog, that gets his happiness when it goes and lies in the water, in the sewer. He enjoys it. You can see how they enjoy lying there and with the family life together. Their happiness is there. The same degree of happiness what we are getting with all our organized bedrooms and organized facilities, whatever happiness we are getting from that, these hogs also gets it from there, sleeping while sleeping in their sewers. So after what we are looking for is happiness, isn't it? And who decides his happiness? One's own mind. Mind decides the happiness. So what the question is, which one is not the one which gives the happiness? So what is the happiness you are experiencing? That is more important. Whether hog's stool is giving happiness or halwa gives happiness, that's not the important question. Question is, what kind of happiness are you getting from that? Is there any difference between your happiness and the hog's happiness? So, Rishabhadev's analysis is, actually there is no happiness here. But that's a difficult thing to understand. And similarly, there is no distress also here. There is no such thing called sukham, there is no such thing called dukham. But in normal life, if you mention this to somebody, they'll find it very hard to understand that. Because we are always used to say, I'm doing very well. What does that mean? I'm comfortable in my body. That's what it means, isn't it? My body is comfortable in every way. Or my bodily existence is going very well. That's what it means. But nothing more than that. This sukham dukham, when we are... Similarly, when you're talking about distress also, my bodily conditions are such that I'm experiencing distress in life. Either my body or extensions of the body, whichever way you may take it. So, his point is that human life is neither for looking for this happiness nor for suffering from this distress. Neither of them. Nor looking for happiness, nor looking for distress or suffer the consequences of this life in this world. Happiness and distress is not the goal of life. That is why he is saying here, Tapo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhyadasmal brahma saukhyam tvanandam. That is his answer. Tapo divyam. What is to be done? Tapasya. Austerities and penances. Tapasya means what? What does tapasya mean? Tapasya means that struggling for Krishna's purpose, for Krishna's sake, to get Krishna. In other words, in the Jnani's language, when you say to realize the self, in devotee's language, you will say to have Krishna. Krishna's happiness means to please Krishna somehow, or to get Krishna. If we struggle in this world, that's called tapasya. Tapasya in a simple language. So, to tolerate a little bit and suffer and struggle in this world for Krishna's happiness, to please Krishna. Because we also perform tapasya in this world, that means we struggle in this world. But you can't call that as tapasya. For example, when you are working in this world, you have to tolerate a lot of things, isn't it? You have to deal with the boss, you have to deal with the colleagues in the office. And then, while traveling to work, you have to struggle while driving in the roads and weather you have to tolerate. That is all tapasya. But actually you can't call it as tapasya, those things. Not only that, householder, he struggles very hard to maintain the family. For running the family, he has to struggle very hard. That is not tapasya. That is not tapasya, that is prarabdha. That difference we must understand. Whenever we struggle in life for getting Krishna, for realizing the self, that is tapasya. But when you suffer in family life,
or in any other way in this world, due to your struggle for existence, as he calls Darwin, whatever it may be, that is not tapasya, that is prarabdham. That has come because though, because that sacrifice what you are making there, when that is directed towards Krishna's happiness, for Krishna is always happy, Krishna doesn't require our effort. But when we say this, that you want Krishna, you want to realize Krishna, when we say Krishna, you have to take it this way. Krishna means the absolute truth. What, that is our pure identity. We are that. We are that. Who are we? That Krishna who is sitting inside the heart, in every living entity, as Antaryami. And that is our relationship. That relationship, establishing it back to that. So, when it is done like that, that is tapasya. For example, if our children die, we will cry. If we lose our wealth, we will cry. If we get very sick, we will cry. You can't call that as tapasya. That is not called tapasya. On the other hand, if you are crying saying that I have not developed attachment for Krishna, and if you are crying from your eyes, you are crying, tears are coming from your eyes, then that is tapasya. That means only if you are feeling that you are not able to please Krishna, you are not able to advance spiritual life, either through knowledge or through bhakti, whichever way it is. And if that's not happening, and if you are feeling that strongly inside, that is tapasya. That is tapasya. So, for example, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to perform certain tapasya, isn't it? That like you come on Saturday and Sunday and spend few hours here listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Instead, you could go and do something else, very much so, and enjoy something else. You could have so many of you have got a lot of relations and friends and society. You could have continuously inviting them, visiting them. In this way, you could spend time talking about all other gossip in this world. But you have decided to spend the time in this way. So, for what purpose? To understand Krishna, to understand Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna's instructions. That is tapasya. So, it is a tapasya in another way. So, in the same way, in the same time, you can utilize it in another way, but that is not tapasya. So, whatever distress we are experiencing in life today, if you direct it towards for self-realization, then that becomes tapasya. Whatever distress we are experiencing in life, or suffering, or problems in life, we are suffering through that, but if it is all directed for self-realization, when distress comes in life, disturbances comes in life, in all those situations, if that is directed for self-realization, then that becomes tapasya. That is what he is saying here. Nayam deho deha bhajan mriloke kashtan kaman arhade vibhujam ye tabo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhye adasmal brahma saukhyam tvanandam. No. First one, number one. Yeah. So, what is the benefit from that? Sattvam shuddhel. See that, what he says? That tabo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhyen. Sattvam shuddhyen. That means our existence gets purified. Purification of one's own existence. What is our existence? Existence is not based on the body. Existence is this awareness inside, consciousness inside. When that consciousness, without knowing that, which is completely covered by avidya, ajnanam, ignorance, that ignorance goes away when one performs tapasya. When performs tapasya. Sattvam shuddhel. So, when you struggle like this to please Krishna somehow, and somehow or the other, all other problems you are tolerating in life, because in the core of your heart, you have decided, I want to realize the self, or realize the truth in this life, and if you are endeavoring in that way, in living in this world, naturally, he is saying here, that Sattugunam will build up inside. That is the benefit. Sattugunam will build up inside. And Sattugunam, if it builds up inside, what is the benefit? Brahma Saukhyam Tvanandam. From Sattugunam develops Brahma Saukhyam. That means endless Brahmanandam. Happiness of Brahman realization will come from Sattugunam. When Sattugunam builds up. It all a gradual process it is. That Sattvagunam leads into Sattval Sanjayade Jnanam. Ekadasha Skandam. Krishna is saying there. From Sattvagunam comes Jnanam. In Rajogunam and Tamogunam, Jnanam won't come. That is also mentioned. In Rajogunam and Tamogunam, Jnanam won't come. Only in Sattvagunam, Jnanam will come. So therefore, Sattvagunam should be cultivated, and that is what he is saying here. So therefore he says to them in a very simple way, he is instructing them in the simplest possible way. So all of you together should serve Krishna, says Rishabhadev. And it may be difficult in the beginning, but that is what will give us happiness, he says there. So one more thing he says. In this Rishabhadev's instructions, there is something more interesting. He says here, serving Krishna, one has to do oneself. We shouldn't worry too much about the whole rest of the world. He is taking it very clear here. You don't have to worry about rest of the world. That one has to do oneself, and one should do oneself, and you should also instruct those whom if you think will listen to you. If they are not listening to you, you have no responsibility towards them. People often read one verse here, and very often people think, it's my responsibility to make everybody Krishna conscious. That's not possible. You see that verse? Gurna sasyal, sujanona sasyal, pidana sasyal, janani na sasyal. That is the verse 18th. Devam na dasyal, na padishya sasyal, namo jayedya samubheda mrutyum. It's a very famous verse in the Bhagavadam. And after reading these verses, all householders thinking, my first job is to make my children Krishna conscious. And then they take it up on them. That is not the way to understand that verse. Although the verse is saying, Gurur na sasyal, sujano na sasyal, pida na sasyal, janani na sasyal, devam na dasyal, na padishya sasyal, namo jayedya samubheda mrutyum. The verse is spoken in such a way that if your children don't get liberated, then there was no point in you becoming a father or a mother. That's the way Vishwadeva has spoken. What is to be understood, what we have to understand from that is that if you feel that your children will listen to you and they will accept what you say to them, then you should instruct them. You should tell them. But if their prarabdham and their vasana is not favorable and they are not willing to listen, you have no responsibility there. You don't have to feel bad about it. Oh, I didn't do this, I didn't build them, bring them up properly. All these things, you have to learn to leave it also, because spiritual life is saying here that as far as serving Krishna is, one alone has to do on his own. So this responsibility that whom they will listen to you, if you feel that they will listen to you, you should instruct them as well. So then that is why I say pidana sasyal, who all, you should not become a spiritual master if you are not able to liberate your disciples. That's another important topic. The disciples are saying that that is the guru going to take us back? Guru says, I am not sure, because I don't know myself going there or not. This is the world today. It's a joke, isn't it? We have brought the whole spiritual life into such a plain level. It's a whole business transaction going on there. So guru also don't know what to say. The disciple is also saying, he's also doubtful. Is he going to make it? So if this relationship won't work, it's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam anywhere like that. So that's why the first point, Gururna Sasyat, not going to work. Then, Sojanona Sasyal, Sojanam, one's own people. Then, are they going to become liberated? Then, Pidana Sasyal, you should not become a father if you are not able to liberate your son or daughter, it says. Janana Sasyal, you should not become a mother either, if you are not able to liberate your son or daughter. And then, Devam Nadasyal na Padishya Sasyal, even you can't be a devata to demigods, even that level, it is not possible to act
Padishchadasyal, you should not be a husband either. Namoja yedya samubedha mrityam. If you are not able to release them from their material world, material life, birth and death, cycle of birth and death. So, so that is why that what is the responsibility for the father and the mother? That we think that we should acquire a lot of wealth and hand it over to them, isn't it? What you are handing it over is also going to get destroyed one day. So that wealth, which will never get destroyed, if you are able to give it to them, that is what it is. Namo oja yedya samubedha mrityum. That is that wealth which can protect them from the cycle of birth and death. That is the greatest wealth. That's what he is saying here. Or in other words, how to free oneself from the cycle of birth and death or material existence, how to come out of this cycle. If you can pass that on to them, then that is the right thing to do. So, so instruct the children about spiritual knowledge, spiritual life, self-realization, Krishna consciousness. That is the responsibility of the father. And similarly, a spiritual master's responsibility is to engage the disciple in Krishna's service and self knowledge of the self. Itham manyu. And Krishnamurti says here that sometimes he says that when you try to instruct the children to chant the holy name or to read Srimad Bhagavatam or sometimes to follow Ekadashi, sometimes they will reply back. Very strongly they will reply back. They will tell you, if you want to do all these things, you can carry on. These days all children more or less are like that. They will answer you back saying that, when it is time for me, I'll do it. You can do it now, you're old. You haven't got anything else to do. So you can do all that. We have got many things to do in this world. That'll be the answer. And don't come instructing us about this. So, if it is like that, if it develops like that, if that is the attitude, vimanyu, he says there, vimanyu, don't get angry. Don't get angry with them, because that is their destiny, their fate, their prarabdham, that's coming that way. That's not your problem anymore. That's not your problem anymore. You shouldn't, many, many parents, they, after becoming devotees, they feel bad about it. Oh, so we didn't give Krishna consciousness to our children. It is not in your hands. That's the first thing. It's not in our hands, all these things. There is Supreme Personality, Krishna himself, he is running this show. And he knows each and everyone what he will get, what he won't get here. So all that is very much so in Krishna's hands. So it will happen exactly like that. It's not going to be different from that. But obligation or responsibility, you can do this. If it works, it will work. It may not work. That's the way it is. So these instructions are very interesting. The way Shrivadeva has spoken that, especially for the householders' understanding, that that he is saying there that they may not listen, you shouldn't worry about it. You shouldn't worry about it. And this Shrivadeva's instruction, there is so many, about 27 verses in there. If we have to explain these verses in verse by verse, that will take a longer time, which we'll have to do it another time. So, by giving these instructions, Rishabhadev created lot of faith and bhakti in the heart of his people. And not only that, what else Rishabhadev did? Not only he just instructed them, he lived that life and showed it to them how to do it. That is his greatness. Nowadays you don't see that many, do you? Instruction is easy, but doing it is more difficult. Rishabhadev, this is the example. In Vedic tradition, it's always like that. Whether it is Rishabhadev, whether it is Jadabharata, whether it is Shukadeva Goswami, Dattatreya Maharshi, Vidushanama, no matter who it is, whatever they have spoken, they live their life and showed it to us, it's possible. And Rishabhadev did exactly the same thing. So, we will tell everybody else, so you should chant, be unhappy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. We say to everybody else. We won't chant ourselves.
will tell everybody else to do that. Rishabhadev is not like that. Rishabhadev did himself what he spoke and showed it to the world that this is spiritual life, this is the spiritual process. So Rishabhadev eventually gives up his body, gave up everything, walked out of the palace, and he took up this Paramahamsa Charya. Paramahamsa means that pure devotees or the self-realized soul, their activities, what they are, that's coming through him. Amazing it is. Ordinary people can't do it, what he did. So if you look at him, he will look like a mad person who was walking through the street. And we'll go to the forest and lie there with his mouth wide open. With his mouth wide open. At that time, something will come and fall into the mouth. And if it is the, comes falls in, then he will eat that. Otherwise, he won't eat. If he didn't get his food, he wouldn't bother about that. And it is called Ajagaravratam. Ajagaravratam means, Ajagara means python. Python is like that. Python, if you know, python cannot move. They will lie in one place. Sometimes you will see these large banyan trees. From there, some branch lying down or hanging down. In the same way, python hangs on the branches of the trees. When some animals goes underneath that, python falls on that and catches and eats it. He won't go looking for food anywhere else. That is the nature of the python. And that is what is recommended for the in this Paramahamsa stage. Ajagaravrati. Ajagara means python. So Ajagaravrati means to live like that. If food comes by higher arrangement, by Krishna's arrangement, you will eat that food. But you won't go on your own endeavoring for food. To that extent, that detachment inside with the body, from the body. So, so he says here that the Rishabhadev, when he arrived there, Ajagaravratam he saw said, Kagavratam. This also mentioned there, you see there. While before giving up his body, how he, if you look at the verse 33, while 34, he says here, Evam go mrga kaka charyaya vrajam stishtanna seenam shayanam kaka mrga go charida pibadi khadatyavamehi edisma. That kaka, that is what, kaka vrajam. That means, he won't walk. You've seen the crow, how it jumps from one place to another. Like that, he will move in this world. That's called kaka vrajam. He used to do like that. And he will eat food like the way the crow eats. That is what that is. This go mrga kaga charyaya, that all these things is not meant for everybody. It cannot possible also. Kaga mrga go charya. So when he did all these things, some problems happened. What was that? Some people started thinking, if we also do like that, we'll get liberated. Like the crow, jump from one place to another and eat the food if it comes. By doing that, it will happen that way. So they found out that, doing that. And they thought that Shabadev is doing that, why shouldn't we do that? And so you can see what Mahatmas are doing, you shouldn't imitate. We should not imitate that. This is the mistake what happened. Rishabhadev did that, so others started thinking, if we do like that, we will also become like Rishabhadev. Same thing happened with Lord Buddha also. Lord Buddha's case, Buddha realized the self sitting underneath the tree, Bodhi Vrsham, isn't it? Seeing that, everybody started thinking that if I go and sit underneath the Bodhi tree, Ashwatha tree, I will also become self-realized. But they didn't become self-realized. Only Buddha become realized. So by imitation in spiritual life, it won't happen. It won't happen by imitation. And that's exactly what happened to Lord Buddha. The same thing happened to Rishabhadev also. His followers that started imitating him, and they say that our spiritual master was like this. Even now that happens. The spiritual master has done like this, I will also do exactly the same thing. And they went in the wrong direction. And their activities also, the followers, their activities also went in the wrong direction. There are many examples like this. In one family, there were many cats they were maintaining, a lot of cats there. So all good cats, they were fond of cats, they maintained these cats. So one day, they are performing Shraddha ceremony at home. So naturally, there are so many ingredients arranged for the ceremony. And they can't allow the cats to come in, because cats, what they do, as soon as they get in, they'll go and smell everything. So it'll become impure for performing their ceremonies, whatever it is. So they didn't want to allow any cats to get in. So he told the landlord or the house, the householder, he said to somebody that you collect all these cats which are at home and put them in one room and lock them up for the day till the ceremonies are over. And while going to sleep, he asked this person, have you done that? He said. And he said, yes, I have done that. That became a system that he died, the householder died over a period of time. And his junior became the senior. He became the senior householder. By now, there is only one or two cats left. The situation changed, there's only two cats left. And these two cats, they couldn't get any, they were useless in the sense they didn't have much of a they were not very much looked after. They didn't get milk or ghee, anything like that. So naturally, they had to hunt for the food and they become very weak altogether. So these two cats used to go and lie in the compound somewhere. Never used to stay in the house. Because if you go into the garden, you will find some flies or some little animals you can get hold of to eat. And they never used to come into the house. But this new householder, the junior who has become the senior, he started thinking that my senior who died now, he used to lock up these cats in the room on every time when the ceremony was performed. So he used to send people to get the cats, bring them home and lock them up. It has become like that, instead of knowing what purpose it was done. So then that person also died, this second person. And then the next one came as the householder. By now there were no cats there. So he understood that instead of for the Shraddha ceremony, we have to have cats and they should be locked up in some room. You see how things change? It's a very interesting thing this is. How in spiritual life, how we get easily misled and how we lose the whole spirit of the purpose of the intention behind it, and it becomes a ritual later. Appaya Dikshidhar, I don't know whether you have heard about him, a famous devotee, Shiva's devotee, highly learned scholar. He went to Banaras to bathe. Ganga Snanam, to bathe in the Banaras. At that time in Banaras was many scholars from different schools of thought, they were present there. When Appaya Dikshidhar went there, everybody noticed that he had come. Because he was so scholarly, and he was a Appar, Sambandar, Sundarar, Manikavashikar, Lord Shiva's famous devotees, he was one among them. And Banaras is Kashi Visheshwara's temple there also. So when he went to bathe in the Ganga River, there were many others who noticed Appaya Dikshidhar has come. Appaya Dikshidhar, he was called. And he had come to bathe in the Ganga River. So they were observing him, how he bathes in the river, what all he thinks he does. Appaya Dikshidhar came there. When he came, he had this copper pot with him, water pot with him. And he had a new dhoti for which he wanted to change after the bathing in the river. So when he came and looked everywhere, he found a few people here and there in the river bank. So thinking that when he goes to bathe in the river, this dhoti and this copper pot, he did not want to lose it. So he left the dhoti in one place. Next to that, the copper pot he put there and covered it with sand and put a stick on top of that as a mark
for that, to, so that it doesn't get stolen, because you know how it is. In India, you keep something like this and you turn it, this is gone. It could be gone. So knowing all these things, it was then also, it was like that. Apayadikshidhar's time also. So Apayadikshidhar covered the copper pot. Copper pot is the expensive one. So dhoti he didn't mind, even if it goes, let it go. But copper pot he put it and covered it with the stand and put a stick there as a mark so that he can come back and take it out. Few people were observing this. They thought that Apayadikshidhar is doing like this before going to bathe in the river. So we also have to do that. So among them who were watching him, there was someone who had a little bit business mind. So what he did, he immediately set up a system there. His system was this: whoever was come here, he says to them, look, see, Apayadikshidhar is bathing. You know how he has bathed. I'll organize everything for you. In other words, he become the acharya for the next one who has come. This is how acharyas are born. Lot of these acharyas are like that. They are born like this. He took the responsibility. So he says to people who had come that I'll organize. You should have a copper pot first before you come here. So they said, okay, we'll go to the market and get a copper pot. To bathe in Ganga River, you don't need a copper pot. But because Apayadikshidhar had a copper pot, you should also have a copper pot. Otherwise, you won't get the result, he says. So he sent these innocent people who come, they get trapped like this. He sends them to buy the copper pot. So some of them said to him that we don't have enough money to go and get an expensive copper pot like that. Obviously, pots were expensive then. So he said, all right, we can make some concession on that. Instead of a copper pot, if you get an earthen pot, that's enough. So, but I will tell you what mantra you have to chant after this, before bathing. And Akamarshanaya mantram, all other mantram, few mantras, what he knew, he wanted to teach them. And then after that, you have to give this dakshina to me. Very openly, he set up his little business in this way. So people were coming and some of them were doing this. And the example was, Apayadikshidhar doesn't know all this is what's going on. He bathed in the river. Afterwards he came out and took out his copper pot, changed his dhoti and he left. But keeping Apayadikshidhar as an example, they started developing a small business around that. And then people were coming continuously and he was telling them that you have to have a sankalpam while chanting the mantra. And what's a sankalpam? So he started expanding his activities more in that way. So the problem is here that Vaimi spiritual personality, whatever he does, there will be always others to imitate that. Imitation won't work in spiritual life. Imitation is not the answer. We are thinking like that. Like you can see, Prabhupada used to sign like this, so many of the followers also started signing like that. So many doing that. They think if I sign like that, I'll become Prabhupada. Is that the misunderstanding? Do you have to sign like this? So like this, lot of things like that. And then you will say, Prabhupada did this, so I'm also doing it the same way. So this is this Apayadikshidhar story. And in the same thing, it has happened here also. That when the finally last person, when he came into managing the house, there were no cats. He sent somebody to go 4 miles away somewhere and to get the cats to lock them up in the room so that he can perform the Shraddha ceremony. So, so that is what he is saying here, that if I don't do it, my Shraddha ceremony won't go very well. This is our problem. This is our, many things we pick up in our spiritual life in this way, from people. We start thinking, if I don't do like this, my spiritual life won't go. One starts something, everybody else follows that, straight away. So, every time, looking externally and outside and picking up things from there, no development inside. This is our misfortune. No development inside, not seeing and reading and thinking what Krishna has spoken or Rishabhadeva has spoken, never giving attention to that, but everything external we will pick up with the total faith in that, thinking that those things were change our spiritual understanding. And that is why we are like this still. So,
instead of translating external things, it is the internal things what requires change. What requires change. And that is where we have to translate things from Rishabhadev or from what Krishna is saying or from other great devotees. So, but normally we look at the dress, look at the language and other things. This is what we look. Never we look at the heart inside. Look at the heart inside. So, and it is because of that, and those who have done like that, and the followers who have come through that, they are called Pashandi. Pashanda Madham. Pashandis they are called. They are called Pashandi. Pashandi means atheistic. Atheistic. So, that means, to spread such things which is against the principles of religion, which is against the principles, it has come from that. So, Rishabhadevs, and because Rishabhadev acted and all these things, others started following that and doing that. And because of that, this Pakhanda Madham, that spread all around. And that is why another incarnation had to happen because of that. Another Krishna's incarnation. So, it is while at that time, while traveling through the forest, he says, when he reached the Kutaka, that is in the Karnataka state, there, while he, that is a whole hilly area, they were traveling through the valleys. At that time, a large forest fire happened there, and Rishabhadev walked into that forest fire and gave up his body. And his whole body got burned in that, but before that, his connection with the body is finished. By now, he has no more connection with the body. In other words, what it's saying is that he was Mahavishnu himself. He was not different from him. Practically no relationship with the body. So, while imitating others, we have to be very, very careful that that is a wrong thing and it can cause sometimes problems also. So, some instances, if you follow people in this way, blindly like this, without thinking about it, properly understanding it, as we said, change is inside required, not the external dress, external language, these are not the things. Sometimes, if you do imitation like this, it can develop into problems with the religious principles as well. Even that is being taught in this Rishabhadev story. And this Rishabhadev's eldest son is Bharata, isn't it? And that Bharata story is spoken in the next 2-3 chapters. It is spoken there. But while concluding this chapter, there are two very, very important verses there. You will see there that we discussed this verse before. Rajan padar gurulam bhavadam yadunam devam priyakulabadi kojakingarova asteva manga bhagavan bhajadam mukundo muktimdadahi karhijilsmana bhakti yogam. Parikshit Maharaj had, after seeing all these things, Rishabhadev's pastimes, had a serious doubt in his mind, what is going to happen to me? That Rishabhadev gave up his body in this way. He is also a king like Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev gave up his body in this way. Parikshit's time has also come to leave the body. Is it not? Similar situations. So Parikshit is thinking, if I give up my body in this present state, what will happen to me? This question came up in his heart. Noticing this change of face in Parikshit, Shuga Brahmashi spoke these verses. Rajan padir gururalam yadunam bhavadam yadunam devam priyakulabadi kujakingarova astu evamanga bhagavan bhajadam mugundo muktim dadadi karhijal smana bhakti yogam. My dear king, he says to him that bhavadam yadunam devam priyaha. You are not an ordinary person. Shuka Brahmashi says to Parikshit, why? Krishna has appeared in your family, is it not? He says, Kulapati kvaja kingarova. And all your family members previously, starting with his mother, Uttaradevi,
Arjuna, uncles, all of them were Krishna's associates. Astyeva Manga Bhagavan Bhajadam Mugundo. And you have come here with the same understanding that you want to remember Krishna while leaving this body. Muktim Dadadi. And as far as mukti, liberation is concerned, you don't have to worry about it. It's not a big deal, he says. Muktim Dadadi. Mukti is not considered to be very important. He says, Muktim Dadadi. They were all liberated and you don't have to worry about it. You will also get liberated. Karhijal Smana Bhakti Yogam. But bhakti, Krishna won't give that easily. Krishna is a little miser there while giving bhakti to somebody. So there, wanted to point out to this also in these verses that Muktim Dadadi Karhijal Smana Bhakti Yogam. That proper bhakti for mukti you may have, bhakti you won't get it easily. When he said that, Shuga Brahmashi understood that people will read this and they'll start thinking in the wrong way. So what did he do? Immediately in the next verse he told us what bhakti means. Because how bhakti can be easily misunderstood. Like we can see now, often we will see how bhakti is misunderstood, isn't it? We start thinking bhakti means a lot of rituals and a lot of ceremonies and thinking that I am also a devotee and externally I may change my clothes and other arrangements we may make here. But bhakti, what is in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Nityana Bhodam Nijalabham Nivurta Trishna Shreyasya Dadrajaya Chira Supta Buddhehe Rajasya Satkarunaya Bhayam Atmalokam Akhyan Namo Bhagavade Vrishabhaya Tasmaihi Nityana Lubham Nityana Bhudam Nijalabham Nivurta Trishna. That is bhakti. Nityana Bhudi, eternally situated in that transcendent state. Nijalabha Nivurta Trishna. Why? He has got it with him. He is not anymore looking for anything. A perfect jnani state, that is bhakti. A perfect jnani state is bhakti. Nijalabha Nivurta Trishna. Freedom from all kinds of desires. And he has got the greatest thing what one needs to get here. He has got that. Nityana Bhudi, and completely established in that truth. That is what that means. Nityana Bhuda Nijalabha Nivurta Trishnaha. That Nityana Bhudi Nijalabham Nivurta Trishna. All these things you will find in that person who has got bhakti. Shreyasya Dadrajanaya Chira Supta Buddhe. That Supta Buddhe. A person who is sleeping. Or his intelligence is affected by ajnanam or avidya, ignorance. For whose benefit? Logasya karunaya bhayam alpa logam akhyanamo bhagavade krishabhaya tasmai. Simply out of compassion for those who are fallen into this state of ignorance, deep ignorance, completely absorbed in the body and living in this world in that darkness, for their benefit and show them the direction in which way to go in spiritual life. Rishabhadev showed that to us and therefore paying to obeisances to Rishabhadev. Shuka Brahmashri is paying obeisances to Rishabhadev. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you won't find in many places Sri Shuka Brahmashri paying obeisances. There's only a few places. This is one of them. That Nityane Bhudam Nijalabha Nivritta Trishna Shreyasya Dadrajanaya Chira Supta Buddhehe Logasya Satkarunaya Bhayam Atma Logam Akhyanamo Bhagavade Vrishabhaya Tasmaihi. Vrishabhadev's glory, his bhakti was full of knowledge. It was not the bhakti what we are used to. Our bhakti is sadhana bhakti, what we are spoken about. This bhakti what is spoken here is that bhakti in self-realization. After realizing who I am, that relationship with Krishna, what is that? That bhakti is what is spoken here. That bhakti is something cannot be explained either, because sadhana bhakti level we understand in one way. We think bhakti. It is not even spoken as bhakti in the Bhagavatam, sadhana bhakti. Generally bhakti refers to this para bhakti, even in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita also. You can see that. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says there, Brahma Buddha Prasannalpa na Shochati na Kamchari Sama Sarveshu Bhudeshu Mad Bhaktim Lebhade Param. That Parabhakti. It is that Parabhakti is spoken here, not the Sadhana Bhakti. So, with that verse is finished. Now, we will read one more chapter and 5 more minutes.
Adhyayanam Trayeneva Rishabhakhyanam Iridam Ashtavirbharadakhyanam Adaprastudayem Radam.
In 3 chapters, Rishabhadev's story was spoken. Now, in 8 chapters, Bharata's story, which is more attractive than even Rishabhadev's story. Because if you look at study Bharata's life, you will see that a person's transmigration of the soul, you will understand how that happens. Secondly, even going to a very higher level in spiritual life, how you can fall easily from that. Thirdly, how much cautious Bharata was when he realized the danger while living in this world. All these things, and above all, Bharata's discussion with Rahugana. Bharata Rahugana Samvadam in the Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the most famous episodes. This Bharata Rahugana Samvadam. Rahugana, a king who going to Kapilashramam to get spiritual instructions from Kapila Muni, meets up with Rahugana, with Bharata, and learns from Bharata the knowledge of the self. And those verses are important. We'll look at that. So here, Saptame Bharato Rajye Chiram Yajner Harim Yajan Arabdharva Urvane Hari Kshetraye Abhajadharim. Bharata was a king and performed many, many sacrifices and pleased Krishna. But Prarabdham won't leave him. See that? Bharata had a Prarabdham. And that Prarabdham came in the form of that dear body. He had to fall. He had to come. Prarabdham didn't leave him. Bharata himself says, how Prarabdham caught me. Then we are saying there is no Prarabdham once we become a devotee. Where does it say that in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Prarabdham won't leave us. Prarabdham will catch you. Like a crocodile, it is with us all the time. And due to that, he goes to Pulahasram, Pulaha Maharshi's ashram, and engaged in the spiritual life there. We'll read that chapter and then we'll close. Shri Shuka Vaja Bharadastu. Beginning itself is in a very impressive way. Shuka Brahmashi calling somebody as Mahabhagavadam. See that word? Bharadastu Mahabhagavado Yada Bhagavadan Avanidala Parivananaya Sanjindi Tadas Tadanushasana Bara Panjajanim Visharuva Duhidaram Upayemeim Tasya Muhava Almajan Karskyan Anirubana Atmana Panjajanayamasa Buddha Adiriva Buddha Sushmani Sushmam Sumadim Rashtabradam Sudarshanam Avaranam Dumbakedamidi Ajanavam Nam Amaidat Varsham Bharadamidi Eda Arabdim Vibhidishandi Sabahuin Mahibadi Pitamida Mahavaduru El Saladaya Sue Karmani Vartamanam Prajasa Dharma Mani Vartamanam Paryabalayal Ije Jabhagavandam Yetnya Kradurubam Kradubiru Chavaje Shradaya Hrudagni Hotra Darsham Purnamasa Chadurmasa Pashuso Manam Pragrati Vigridibi Anusavanam Chadur Hotra Vithina Sambrajaral Sunana Yageshu Virajidanga Kriyeshu Purvam Yatal Kriya Bhalam Dharmakhyam Pare Brahmani Yajna Virushe Sarva Devata Linganam Mandranam Arthaniya Magadaya Sakshal Kartari Paradevadayam Bhagavati Vasudevam Eva Bhavayamanam Alpanaivunyamrididam Kashayo Havishyedhribe Grihyamaneshu Sayajamano Yajna Bhajo Devam Stan Purushavya Veshabhya Dhayal Evam Karma Vishuddhyam Vishuddha Sattvasyam Darkhdayagasha Sharire Brahmani Bhagavati Vasudeve Mahapurusha Rupo Valakshane Shri Valsa Kaustubhavanamalari Daragadabiru Valakshide Nijapurusha Hrilikhidena Atmani Purusha Rupena Virojamanam Uchaisaram Bhaktire Anudinamedhamanaraya Jayatam Evam Varsha Yuda Sakasrabhajanda Vastada Karma Nirmana Vasarodhi Bujyamanam Sujanaye Bhyo Riktam Vidrubaidam Aham Yathadhayam Vibhajya
Swayam Sangara Sambandigeda also Nigada Pulahashramam Pravavrajam Yatrahava Bhuvan Hari Radhyam Vidatratyanam Nijajananam Valsalyera Sanyidha Pradaicharupena Yatra Ashrama Pabadanyam Bhayadona Bhimbang Drushachai Dushakrai Chakranadi Nama Saril Pravera Sarvada Pavitri Karoti Tasmin Mamagala Samegala Pulahashramavane Vivida Kusuma Kisalaya Tulasigambubi Kandamula Palobahare Chasamihamano Bhagavadamaradhanam Vivita Uparadam Shayabhilasham Ubabrudo Shamabaram Nurudim Abapa Tayatama Vida Puneru Purushabarilayam Bhagavadi Pravardhamana Nuraga Bharadu Kadeshaitilya Praharshavegena Abhima Almanya Abhima Albidhyamanam Abhimana Roma Abdhyamana Roma Pulaga Kalaga Aulkandya Pravurta Pranaya Bhashpa Aniruddha Avalokanayanam Evam Nijaramana Arunacharane Aravinda Anudhyana Parichita Bhakti Yoga Pariplada Paramana Hladam Gambhira Hridaya Hridava Ghadana Shanastama Vikrayamanam Bhagaval Sabariyam Nasam Smara Ithamdala Bhagaval Buddha Aineya Janavasasanu Savanabhisha Ardrakabhisha Kadila Ash Kabisha Kadila Jadagala Benajavide Chamani Suryarcha Bhagavandam Hiranmayam Purushamujihane Suryamandale Upadishtade Tadho Vacha Parorajasa Vidurjada Vidyo Devasya Bhargo Manasedam Jajana Sureda Sada Puneravisha Chashte Hamsam Grudranam Nrshadringira Mimam Srimal Bhagavade Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhidayam Panjamaskande Bharata Charite Bhagavad Paricharya Saptamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. So we'll stop there today. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We'll continue next Saturday.